Hey guys, do you like heavy metal? Do you like video games, comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Metal Geeks. Time to rock out with your geek out. Here are your hosts, Kerry the Metal Geek, Dave, and George. Geek it out, fellas.
You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Welcome, my friends, to episode number 171 of the Metal Geeks Podcast. I am one of your hosts. I am Kerry the Metal Geek, along with...
Brutal Dave.
Brutal Dave is here.
What?
Welcome, sir. And...
George motherfucking Tripsis.
The Mr. Tripsis now.
Oh, that's right. I am Mr. Tripsis now.
Congratulations on your nuptials.
My prenuptials.
No, it's not prenuptials.
You're actual nuptials now.
You're in post-nuptial now.
Post-nuptials. There you go. That's the word.
It was a good wedding, man.
Yeah, did you have a good time?
I think so.
I'm really proud of you guys for having, you know, a good wedding
in
my absence.
Yeah, we tried.
Thank
you. We cried while in your absence, but we used to, you know what?
You tell them about the standee that you built?
We need a power on. Yeah, we had a standee, so it was all good.
Great. That's... that's how many dimensions I have anyway.
So anyway, yeah, it was a good time. I almost forgot the wedding rings.
I remember this.
Yeah.
It was a little bit of a hectic. We thought you were fucking with us at first.
No, I really wasn't, because Andrew asked me for the rings and I was like, hey, I don't have them. Can someone go back to my room and go get them? And sure enough,
room was, what, an hour away, too?
It was 30 minutes
30
away.
Minutes away.
Yeah, it was 30 minutes away. And we were an hour away from the ceremony was the problem.
That's right.
Yeah. So, miracles happened, and we got it there just in time.
Your best man's girlfriend...
pulled through.
Busted her ass to get it for you.
It's true. And, you know, took him out to a nice dinner afterwards.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Nice.
I mean, it's not every day someone pulls through for you like that. So.
That's true. So how was your... what'd you do after the wedding?
I don't
want to hear about that.
Well, it was a lot of that. No, I'm just kidding. We went to San Antonio and we hung out.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was during the week because we got married on a Sunday and we chilled in San Antonio. So San Antonio is mostly dead. So it wasn't really a lot to do, but we did stuff that tourists normally do. And I haven't been to San Antonio in a while. So
it's a tourist.
Yeah.
Did you go to like Riverwalk?
Yeah, Riverwalk, the Alamo. We stayed on the Riverwalk.
So. Okay.
We did San Antonio on our way back from the Disneyland trip. Yeah. I haven't seen you since then.
That's true.
It's been a while.
It's been a little while.
Because I don't think all three of us have recorded together in months.
No, it's either
we've
one
done
or
episodes,
other.
And then we've done episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm pointing as you can see because this is a visual podcast.
It's true. Eventually, it might be someday.
Nobody wants to see that.
Everybody wants to see this. I'm pointing at my face.
Okay, you have to say I'm pointing now.
I'm pointing now at my face. So we just did the Riverwalk stuff, went to the Alamo.
Did you look for your bike?
I asked them if they had a basement, and then they just rolled their eyes. And then I said,
sure, they never heard that before.
And I said, okay. And then I...
did you ask them where the Aussie bathroom was?
No. I didn't ask that. That wasn't on my mind. And, that was pretty much it. And then on the way back, we stopped at that Disney outlet store. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. We had a good time.
I like that outlet mall because you don't have to, like, you can actually park in front of the stores you want to go to and just get out and
Which
walk.
One's this?
San Marcos?
It's a San Marcos outlet mall,
okay.
Like the Tangier outlet.
It's huge, too.
Stores.
On the way back.
It's huge.
We went to that. Don't do that.
Huge.
I went there on the way back after your bachelor weekend
because
it's right by. That's where the bottom half of my car fell off.
What?
I didn't tell you about that?
No.
Coming back, I think it was probably from the gravel parking lot, but there's like a big, you know, big plastic undercarriage thing that's attached on by bolts.
Yeah.
When I was driving away from the parking lot, I heard something weird and I stopped, looked under the car and it was like this dragon. So I had to sort of like rig it so it wouldn't and drove home.
Took you it didn't to, unscrew it and just put it in your car?
It wouldn't fit in the car.
Oh. Is it like your whole body?
The whole undercarriage bottom.
Wow, weird.
And when I took it to the dealership like a couple days later, and he's like, oh yeah, when they probably did you get your oil change here? I was like, nope. Yes.
No, that's what I would have said.
And he's like, that's why, because they probably didn't put it on right. I'm like, whatever.
I would have said, yes, I got it here.
Right.
You owe me a new car.
In fact, I think you were the guy that did it.
$200 later to fix it. They had to put a whole new one on.
Did they really? Lame. I'm sorry, yeah. Dude. Not my fault.
Not your fault.
I didn't even choose the place where we stayed.
Last week I had to get new tires, so yeah, it's been a...
You're having some car issues lately.
And it's a newish car, too.
Yeah.
It's only like 2 years old, 3 years old.
Yeah, well, at least it's not a lemon.
My other car is a lemon. We got to get that fixed, too.
Oh.
Nothing but car troubles.
It's car troubles in your life right now.
So what have you been up to, Dave? It's been a while since we've been together, so I know we've all seen some shows recently.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
My life has mostly consisted of the Renaissance Festival.
Especially. How's that going?
It's okay. Almost over? We've got 3 more weekends left.
Yeah.
And the hard part's over. That was last week. That was
why
week.
Was last
school
week?
Days?
School days.
Oh.
I know a bunch of people that were there.
It's a brutal week.
It's like field trip day, basically, right?
It's basically field trip day, yeah. It's mostly like drama groups and there's some like music groups and stuff, but it's like those classes all like come out. They have events through the day. So like, you know, this stage has been set aside for one act play kind of stuff like that. But it's just a long week for me, mm-hmm. Because I was home for one day that whole week.
That's understandable.
So I went and worked the weekend, went home to sleep and get fresh clothes, went back out, spent 2 more days at the festival, went home, had a whole day off, and then
where are you sleeping when you do that kind of stuff? Are you sleeping
I
in
stay
your,
in my shop.
You stay in your shop?
Yeah. So there's that big secret blown. Thanks. No, it's not a big secret. So. But no, I sleep in my shop. So
okay.
It's yeah. It was a long week.
I would imagine.
What do you do there at night?
We can talk about that later.
Okay.
That's off air.
I will say this. The Ren Faire grounds are active after hours.
I imagine they are. That's all I imagine is going on.
So, I'll just say that.
Okay.
But
what the public doesn't know.
He's like, you see that thing you have your hand on? I fucked on that.
Somebody did.
Yeah, somebody did. Somebody's balls were on that.
But yeah, other
don't hold a black light to anything in the fair, is what you're saying.
You probably wouldn't want to do
that. They don't. They hope nobody involved with the fair listens to this. I don't think they do.
I'm sure not.
But yeah, shows though. I was pulled away from Ren Faire, from my Ren Faire duties. By surprise, almost, to go to the Berserker tour, a Mon Amarth show a couple weeks ago.
Right.
With Arch Enemy at the gates. And, I'm going blank.
Grand Magus.
And Grand Magus.
That's Magus.
Right. They were cool. I'm glad I got
to see
Grand.
I wanted to see them.
I'm glad I got to see Grand. It was their first show in Texas.
Really?
Ever.
Wow.
Ever. So that was cool.
That was the one band I was looking forward to seeing. How long did they play?
Like 25, 30 minutes. Yeah. Something. Not real long, but it was cool. They were, you know, playing around everyone else's gear that was all covered in shrouds and stuff. It was that kind of setup. But
they had maybe like 2 feet.
But they're 3 people.
I like them.
I do too.
I might have, I don't know if I'm, their new album came out this year. It's not their best album.
Yeah, it's not my favorite.
So it's okay, but I still like them.
Yeah, they were good.
Then who was after them? At the Gates?
At the Gates played next, and I was really psyched to see them. My first time to see them was last year when they played with Behemoth.
Me too.
And they played, what'd they play, 25, 30 minutes, that show, something like that?
Maybe 40. It felt a little longer. So.
This show, I felt like they played maybe more like 45, 50, something like that. Maybe I may be being too generous, but it seemed longer than the last show. And they were my favorite performance of the night. They were fucking awesome. Got a cool At the Gates Raglan shirt as well.
Nice.
So they were awesome. And then Arch Enemy played, and Arch Enemy has become a waste of a perfectly good Jeff Loomis at this point. It's my opinion on
they're
Arch Enemy.
They're a pale companion or pale,
pale reflection, pale
pale everything, know,
pale something.
Just pale.
They're just pale now.
But
yeah, yeah, I used to love Arch Enemy when even before what was her name?
Angela
Gossow was a singer. They had a male vocalist on the very first album.
Yeah, like they were awesome.
When they were death metal Megadeth.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I called them. They were fucking amazing. Mm-hmm. They sort of, then they, you know, they did some stuff that got them sort of popular and, you know, not radio friendly popular, but big enough.
Headbangers Ball popular.
Yeah. But yeah, that's true. But some, I think I might have listened to the last album. I don't even, it wasn't good.
They played some stuff back from an era that I cared for.
Yeah.
And that was kind of neat. But like, I'm going to be this dickwad and say that Alissa White Glues does not deserve to be fronting this band.
She's not the glue to the band.
I'm sure she was fine as the lead for the Agonist.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about them, to be honest.
I think I saw the Agonist one time.
Does
she have like blue hair or something?
Yeah. Yeah. But she's not the caliber of
Angela.
Front woman that
well, I mean Angela's like still Arch. Involved with the band. She's like their manager. She just didn't want to.
I gotta be perfectly honest, I'm really on the outs with Arch Enemy at this point because of their shit that they pulled with that photographer.
Oh yeah,
early. I like fuck Arch Enemy at this point. Like, they can go fuck themselves.
What did they do?
There was a photographer in Europe who, and the photography thing was like a side gig for him. Mm. He donates all the money that he makes from his photography.
Wasn't he a teacher or something like that?
He's a doctor. He doesn't need the photography money. He's a doctor. He donates all of the proceeds from his photography, but he's a metalhead. And so he goes to metal shows, photographs them, all this stuff. Well, some like independent fashion designer had some stuff that Alissa was wearing in their shows. And she, the fashion designer, posted some of his photos
without
his permission.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And without giving him credit, too.
Without credit, all the stuff. So he contacted and said, hey, you're using my photo without permission. Either pull it or donate X amount of money to this charity. And then we're cool. You know, one or the other. You know, pull it or donate the money. I don't care which one. Just do one. Instead of actually responding to the photographer, they contacted Arch Enemy, who has nothing to do with this shit. They're not involved.
Just the fact that they were
in the photos.
Right.
So Angela Gossow is the band's manager.
That's true.
She responds back to the photographer directly.
Yep. I remember this now.
And basically tells him to kiss her ass, that he's being banned from the photo pit for all future Arch Enemy shows, and he can go fuck himself, and like, and the dude has the paper trail that shows their conversations,
right.
And he's like, y'all, what the fuck? Like, I'm within my rights here. These are my property.
Sure.
They're telling me that they can do whatever they want because they're who they are.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they take a picture of something doesn't mean that the picture that is taken of doesn't mean they're the owners of it. The person that takes the photo is the property owner.
Sure.
Yeah. But they basically told him, big fucking deal. We don't care. We're who we are. Nobody knows who the fuck you are. Nobody's going to know who the fuck you are because we're banning you from any future shows.
Well, that backfired on them.
It did. So that was Angela's. And then Alissa got in on the email thread later, and she was being a total cunt to the guy too. And so I'm basically in camp fuck Arch Enemy at this point. So add to that list is that they're fucking wasting Jeff Loomis. That's enough to get my ire up that they're wasting Jeff Loomis. But yeah,
I remember the very first interview I ever did with Arch Enemy. It was the brother.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why he was doing fucking interviews for the band. This was like on the first album with Angela, and I was asking him questions, and he's like, oh, I don't know. You have to ask my brother. I don't know. You have to ask him. Then why am I fucking interviewing you?
Because he's available.
Yeah, basically. So how was Amon Amarth?
They do what they do. They put on a quality show.
They put a new album out this year, too.
Yeah, it's pretty good. You know,
it's not in my top.
Huh?
There's none on my top list.
No, it's not me either, but it's fine. It's a decent Amon Amarth album. They're very... They have their formula down. And I like their formula. Formulaic isn't necessarily bad. Iron Maiden has a formula, but Iron Maiden still kicks ass. They know how to use the formula. I feel like Amon Amarth is kind of in that same vein.
Oh, yeah.
They have their formula, they know what they do, and they just do that thing, and it's good. But that also means there's not a lot of surprises, there's not a lot of, you know...
And we're not saying this in a negative way.
I'm not. I'm a big Amon Amarth fan. I've seen Amon Amarth probably a dozen times.
If Amon Amarth put out like a power metal song out, you'd be like, what the fuck are they doing?
I would be very surprised. Yeah.
But yeah, I agree.
Their set was really cool, though. They had the giant like helmet drum riser and all that. And the eye openings in the helmet were screens.
That's cool.
I don't remember that from before. I think that was new.
That's awesome.
But they were
that's like, what some money will get you.
They'd have like sometimes it would be like eyes in the helmet looking around, and sometimes it would be like flames, and like they would have other weird stuff on the screens. It was kind of bizarre.
That's amazing. That's
cool. But the cool like the then also if you've not seen an Amon Amarth show, they do this all the time. They have guys come out in like full Viking garb and spar on stage and do all that kind of thing. This was also the night that the Astros were in the final ALCS game. This was the night of the final ALCS game, and one of the Vikings turned his shield around and held it up. It said "Go Stros," and of course he got like a huge reaction.
Nice. Sure.
And
play into the city.
Yep. And
as you would,
they played Twilight of the Thunder God.
Yeah,
towards the end, it was like may have been the last song they played, if not, maybe not the last, but it was almost the last. So the album cover from Twilight of the Thunder God has Thor holding on to the tongue of Jormungandr and holding the hammer like he's hit. They had a giant inflatable Jormungandr that went around the whole stage.
Wow.
It was actually really fucking cool. It looked just like the one from the album cover.
That's awesome.
And during the break, Johan grabs a great big hammer and goes up and he grabs the tongue of the thing and he's like killing.
He was worthy then, right?
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
So what other band, you mentioned that, so you mentioned Iron Maiden, you mentioned Amon Amarth. What other bands can rest on their laurels and not be a bad thing? You know what I mean? There's a Sabaton of another band I can think of that does the same thing, but it's good every time.
Yeah. Not a lot of bands can.
No.
It's a rare thing to be able to grab on.
Hammerfall?
That. Maybe Hammerfall. Maybe. I mean, thinking of just that same night, maybe At the Gates. At the Gates just does At the Gates shit.
That's
and it's
true.
Awesome. You know? So, Formulaic's not bad. You know, Grand Magus was that, again, that night. You know, they kind of have the
style.
Sound that they do, and that's it. So,
Green Day. They're formulaic.
Green Day is formulaic as hell.
Yeah. Most pop music is formulaic as hell.
Trying to think. Blink 182.
I don't know more than like one or two songs by them, but
Weezer.
Okay. Maybe. I've heard different styles from them.
I know the Blue Album from Weezer, and that's it. I only know
a couple songs here and there.
Mumford and Sons. Imagine Dragons.
Oh, fuck. They're not even real.
Where do you think you are right now?
Maybe formulaic things I could think of.
Imagine Dragons are worse than fucking Def Leppard.
That's rough.
It's so rough. One of the worst bands to come out in the past 10 years.
At work, we had an employee like appreciation event, and they had a chance for everyone to get like free tickets to the Imagine Dragons show.
Did you win?
No, I didn't. It's not that you win. Everyone could get one.
Oh, okay.
Every employee was invited.
Okay.
And it was like, George, you don't want to go? I was like, no, I'm good. I don't need to go.
I can imagine
what it's going to be. That's
fine.
imagining us being there. That's enough.
I know we talked about the Iron Maiden show. That was
That was an incredible show. Yeah, we did talk about it. It was
phenomenal. I went to the Annika Amorphis Delane show.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. So we talked about this on the last MSR cast with Sean. Sean Singh was the last time that Amorphis played. When we saw them last year, he thought they were uninspired.
They were the weakest performance that night.
They kicked ass this night.
Did they?
They were so good.
I say that. I didn't go to this most recent one, but the one last year, when I say Amorphis was the weakest performance of the night, that has more to do with the caliber of everyone else they were on stage with. Fucking killed it. And they just kind of seemed like they were having another Tuesday at the office. Like, they were fine. They did a good job. But it was compared, like, they just weren't.
Who was on that? It was a Dark Tranquility.
Yeah, Moonspell and Omnium Gathering.
Omnium Gathering, that's right.
What happened was someone shit in their coffee right before they started.
Might have been.
Maybe. But this show, they were so fucking good. The opener was Annika. I'm a fucking huge fan of Annika van Giersbergen. And so that was the main reason I bought the VIP ticket for the show. I got Amorphis to sign their newest album, you know, but I had a stack of shit. Me and my wife had a stack of shit for Annika, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's so nice. She is probably one of the most genuine people I've met from the music scene. She loves her fans. When we all went and got a group picture, I was like, can I sneak a selfie? And she was like, sure. And then she hung around after that to take photos of people. And she came out after Amorphis played just to hang out with fans and take pictures.
Cool.
She was super amazing. Got a lot of cool shit signed by her. And she made a comment to Kim, because I was before Amorphis, and then it was her in the middle, and then it was Delane. The only thing I had for Delane to sign was, like, the tour poster.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a shitload of stuff for Annika. And she made a comment to Kim. She's like, hey, you have a good collection here. And she's like, it's all him. And I was already being pushed down the row. I'm like, no, I don't want to leave. I don't want to. And then, because, like, the singer of Delane, super fucking nice. She was, like, talking to me, super as nice can be. I'm like, don't know. I don't really like your band that much, but you guys are okay. But can I just go back here? And it was a good time. I was very, I don't get starstruck very often. I was definitely starstruck in front of Annika, because my wife, after one point, she went and talked to her. I'm just like, uh-huh, yeah, yeah, okay. It was a very strange situation. I don't get that way usually, you know?
Uh-huh.
But, yeah.
But you did this time.
I definitely did.
Did I ever tell you the time I was starstruck when I met Bruce Campbell?
I can imagine that. I've done that. I've met him. I can see that.
So, it was like one of my first cons in Austin.
Yeah.
I don't remember which con. I think it was a Wizard Con show. And Bruce Campbell happened to be staying at the same hotel I was staying in.
I have heard the story. Yeah, in the elevator.
He was leaving. He was leaving to get into his limo to take him to the con as I was checking out of the hotel. And I noticed him. And I'm like, Bruce! And he stops and he turns around. I didn't expect him to turn around. I had nothing to say. And I went, I love you. And he does his little thanks, and he, like, turns around and goes to his car. I was like, fuck, that was stupid.
You know, remember that I've told this story before when I interviewed Mike Mignola.
Oh, I was with you when we did that.
Were you with me? I was like, so interviewing, I was like, so who are you excited to see here at the show besides yourself? I was like, I just had a fucking Chris Farley moment. I was like, wow.
You know who else is awesome? You.
That's what it felt like. He's like, well, I see myself every day, so not really me. I was like, oh, fuck. What did I say?
I remember that interview. That was fun. I got my art book signed by him at the same time.
I wish I had gotten something more from him. I was thinking about, like, an original print or, like, a sketch or something, but just didn't do it.
Yeah, it was pricey.
Yeah.
He wasn't cheap.
From Mignola? It would have been
worth it. Huh?
From Mignola, yeah. I got one of the little 5x7
I did too.
Signed by him.
It's hanging right there, actually.
Yeah, I got the same one.
I got that at the Hellboy thing right there is from Mike Wonder Bros.
You're pointing at stuff people can't see, bud.
I'm showing the people here.
Yeah.
Sorry if you're not here with us as we're recording.
It's amazing Mike Mignola artwork, everyone.
By the Wonder Bros.
If you ever seen
Check out the Wonder Bros.
If you ever seen Mike Mignola, you know what it looks like.
But it's not Mike Mignola.
The one up there?
Yeah.
Oh, he does the woodblock stuff.
Yeah.
He has a whole art series of that.
Yep.
The Wonder Bros. They're on Instagram. And
that's right. Check it out, please.
And I think they have an Etsy shop.
But yeah, the show was really good. Annika, her set was all acoustic. It was just her and an acoustic guitar. She did an Arion song. She
was tired.
What?
She was tired. She didn't want to play the electric.
No. It was the whole tour. She was like this.
No. Yeah, because she's calling it in, being lazy.
No, not even.
I don't have no idea what I'm talking about, guys. I'm just fucking with you.
This is an unpopular opinion time. I think Annika von Giersbergen is okay.
Oh.
That's my unpopular opinion.
That is a very unpopular opinion.
I'll one-up you, sir. I don't know who she is. How about that?
We can change that. I can't change your opinion, but I can change your not hearing her.
Annika von Guren.
Giersbergen.
I understand that she's a very sweet person, and I know people who know her and
thinks
that she's super sweet, and she seems like a great person. I'm not criticizing that at all. I just don't get the fuss.
It's not
personally
for you.
It's like, she's good. She does a perfectly good job. Every time I hear her, it's like, she's singing. She's hitting all those notes, but it doesn't do anything special for me.
You're hurting my heart.
I know I am. I'm expressing my unpopular opinion.
It's okay. You can have that opinion.
She's good. She's professional, very good at what she does. It's just not, I don't get the fuss.
My wife knows this, so I can honestly, I can say this. She is my crush.
Mm-hmm. I know.
She's your
she's my pass. If you're a, probably not. If you're a Devin fan, she's my super crush. Because she sang on a song from Devin Townsend called Super Crush.
She sang on a
explaining
lot of Devin
it to
Townsend
you.
Songs.
She did, sings on a lot of Devin Townsend.
He's a fan.
And Arion. In The Gathering. She did do a Gathering song. She also did a Dolly Parton song, which was very interesting.
Heard about that.
Jolene. Yep.
It's meme worthy right now. I think that's probably why she did it.
Why is it meme worthy?
Yeah, why is it meme worthy?
Oh, Jolene memes were like 6 weeks ago, Jolene memes everywhere.
Really?
Why? I don't know. Why does the internet do anything?
Because it's the internet.
Before we get too far, let's back preface this and say, since we haven't recorded it together in a while, this is just going to be a catch-up episode. We don't really have
like every episode is a catch-up episode.
This is going to be a longer one. We don't really have a topic, so we're just going to go until we want to stop talking, basically.
Oh, wow. Well.
Oh, is that the criteria?
That's what we're going to do tonight.
Dave's done.
He's out. Well, he does have an unpopular opinion, so I don't know if I can trust him anymore.
Oh, no. Trust out
we ready
the
for a gear shift? Want to shift gears?
Van Giersbergen gear shift?
Yeah. Do you want to shift away from my uncomfortable opinion?
Sure.
About Annika?
Let's do that.
Have you seen The Lighthouse?
Not yet. I want
no.
to.
Oh, fuck. I'm the only one who's seen The Lighthouse.
Yes.
Okay. Well, never mind then.
No.
Is it good?
I hear some farting in there.
Fucking bonkers.
I hear it's great.
I hear there's lots of farting in it.
There is a...
Somebody told me that.
There is
William Dafoe farts in it?
Quite a bit.
That's awesome.
Actually. There's,
it just seems like a salty pirate in the previous.
There's an uncommon amount of farts and shit in the movie. Yeah.
Great.
No, the movie is crazy as hell.
It looks, to be fair, it looks crazy.
Yeah. It's crazier than I thought it was going to be.
All right.
I mean, not by much, but it was still, I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, it just looks like two dudes get lost in their own minds instead
sort
of
sort of. Yeah. And so here's the thing. Okay. So a little bit of background about The Lighthouse. This is the same writer and director who did The Witch.
Right.
Which...
The Vivitch.
Which was my top movie.
Which I still haven't seen yet.
Fuck,
still haven't
dude.
Seen
I still haven't.
That was my top movie.
That's my unpopular opinion.
This guy has vision as a filmmaker.
Well, he started out as a set designer.
Oh, he's fucking brilliant.
Is this black and white?
Yeah.
It's black and white.
Black
and
white.
4:3.
Really?
Yeah, that was weird. I wasn't expecting that.
It's like that in the trailers.
I wasn't expecting that.
I guess. I didn't pay attention to that.
Oh.
That surprised me a little bit, too. But yeah, it's 4:3. Black and white. I don't know. What do I want to say about it? When it ended, credits rolled. And my wife and I were both like, what the fuck just happened?
Wow.
What the fuck was that? But then we went home and kept talking about it. And then the next day, we kept talking about it. And then the next day, we kept talking about it. It's one of those that, like...
Where did you see it at?
just at the Cinemark by our house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's one of those.
Surprised you haven't seen it, George.
I've been wanting to. I just haven't made time to.
It's one of your style of movies.
I've been wanting to watch it. Yeah.
I think you'll enjoy it a lot.
I enjoyed The Witch, so I'm hoping I would enjoy this.
So I have we in our discussions afterwards we came up with a number of tenable theories as to what the fuck happened.
Isn't it?
Wow, it's one of those.
Yeah.
Well, isn't it Robert Pattinson in there?
He is, and he's great. Batman. He's awesome.
The new Batman, like, that's right.
It's basically Robert Pattinson, Willem Dafoe, and that's it. Yeah. There's like nobody else in this movie.
Stuck in a lighthouse, right?
They're stuck on a tiny little island manning the lighthouse. And
very Lovecraftian, for what I understand.
Sort of.
Okay.
Kind of. Maybe not. I'll say this. It's not as Lovecraftian as I was expecting it to be.
Oh, okay.
But it definitely...
Does anyone turn into an octopus?
It definitely deals with the fact that they're isolated and that the isolation makes time pass strangely.
Mm. It sure does.
And then they go mad. And
well, I saw one of the previews, and the preview that sold me on, like, yep, I gotta watch this movie, is where Robert Pattinson and William Dafoe are staring at each other, and one saying "shut up" over and over again, and the other one was making like some kind of weird noise. I don't remember, but that's all the trailer I saw. I was like, yep, I'm gonna enjoy this. Pattinson was losing his shit. He was like, "Shut up, shut up, shut up."
Oh, they both completely lose their minds in
it's
this movie.
So good.
In hindsight, really enjoyed it, really want to see it again. But immediately when credits rolled, I was like, fuck, I don't know what just happened. I don't know if I liked it. Like, I'm not even sure if I enjoyed this thing.
Gotta watch it again.
Yeah.
See if you really liked it or not.
But I guess what we kind of, one of the main things that we came away with, if you think of it as occurring in more or less the same universe that The Witch took place in.
Uh-huh.
In understanding what the witch was basically Puritan folklore just presented as is.
Yeah, that
it's
makes
like
sense.
This is the. That's why I think a lot of people didn't think find the witch scary, because the witch isn't a horror story for us. The witch is a horror story for them.
Hmm.
This is kind of the same thing, I think.
Oh, cool.
I think if you go into it thinking they're living in a world with a certain mythology,
mm-hmm.
The mythology is real. Think of it that way.
All right.
But theirs is sea mythology. The sea.
Yeah.
The ocean. And
so, go with me here. When I watch a movie or listen to an album, and I like it the very first time, I'm like, oh, this is great. I love this. I sort of tend to not go back to it very often. But if I watch something or listen to an album the first time and go, you know what? I don't know if I really enjoyed that. I'm going to watch it again or listen to it again. It builds more in my mind, and
it
I start
does.
Liking it more.
I think I agree with that. I think some of the albums and movies and books
takes a while sometimes for me.
The ones that I enjoy the most are the ones that I had to work a little bit for.
Exactly. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
It's weird. I don't know. I just brought that up. I mean, when you said you're like, I thought about it for days afterwards.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you loved the movie coming out, you probably would have forgot about it.
Might have. But it was definitely food for conversation. I'd like for you to see it.
Is it still in theaters?
It might be. I don't know if it still is in the Alamo by my house.
I've seen a few movies recently. I saw Jane Silent Bob reboot twice.
Wow, twice.
I saw the Fathom event.
So good, you had to see it twice.
Then my wife bought me tickets for my birthday to go to the Q&A screening of it.
Nice.
With him and Kevin Smith and Jay Mews, which was fun.
Did you get to see him afterwards?
I didn't meet him afterwards, no. I didn't do the VIP or anything.
Did you see Jeff there?
I did.
Yeah.
Because there was two showings.
Okay.
He was in the first showing, and I was the second showing.
He got to do the meet and greet.
Yeah, I saw his photos.
Yeah.
That's cool. I just didn't want to pay for the meet and greet.
How much
price.
Was the meet and greet?
Expensive.
Really?
Yeah.
It was Kevin Smith.
It was expensive, dude. I don't know how much.
So how was the movie?
It's fun. I liked it more the second time I saw it. There's still a problem with it. Audio.
Kevin Smith.
Well, no. Oh. The movie is funny. It's heartwarming. There's a lot of good stuff about it. There's audio problems for me. You seen the commercials. They go to the Chronic Con, so it's basically like a Comic Con, right? Mm-hmm. You can hear all the main characters talking, and there's no background noise. There's no crowd noise, or it's just a little awkward. Just some of the sound design took me out of it. But and there's also a scene with Ben Affleck. He's talking, and there's a song playing in the background. The song gets progressively louder and louder and louder, and it starts to, at one point, the same level as him talking. I'm just like, guys.
Maybe they were doing it on purpose because he's, like, fuck Affleck and his lines.
No. Affleck was probably one of the best parts of the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, truthfully.
That's rough, I guess.
It's not selling it for me.
Yeah, it's not a good sign there.
If you're a Viewers Universe fan.
Yeah, I hear if you're definitely, a fan of any of his movies,
yes.
You would enjoy it to some degree.
Yep. Yeah. It's not his best movie for sure, no.
Sure.
But I still enjoy it. Comes out on Blu-ray in January already, so.
Oh, I'll just rent it when it comes out.
Yeah. I also saw Dr. Sleep 1.5 times.
Wow, you had to watch it twice?
How does that work out?
Sort of. Okay, go with me here. I went Sunday afternoon with a friend of mine, maybe 45 minutes into the movie.
You fell asleep.
No, I did not fall asleep.
That would have been hilarious.
Even though it is called Dr. Sleep. Fire alarms go off. There was a fire in the theater we were at, and whole theater had to be evacuated.
Well, that makes sense.
So it was a popcorn fire, apparently.
Oh, no.
Yeah, for real.
They left it burning too long.
Apparently, as soon as we walked out into the lobby, we're like, oh, fuck, that's burnt popcorn. No mistaking that smell.
That kid is fired.
That's all the manager yelling at the people trying to still sell shit. They're like, no, stop selling. Get everybody out. So we waited around for a little while. And
is this the AMC at the Fountains?
Yeah, with the Fountains.
My God, what is going on with this? Ever since that A-list came out, all the riffraff has been going there.
I'm not saying anything, but I'm agreeing. I'm nodding my head yes.
Nodding your head yes, because that's what it is.
So basically what they told us to do was our plans were we were going to meet my wife for dinner after the movie. Uh-huh. So they said you can go to any local theater and just show them your stub, and they'll give you a ticket for any showing. So we wound up going to First Colony for a 7 o'clock showing, because we went originally to the 4 o'clock showing. So we just met my wife early for dinner, and then we went to the movie afterwards and saw the whole thing over again.
And?
I liked it a lot.
Yeah, it's good?
It's really good.
Did you finally see The Shining before you saw it?
I did not. Hold on. I've seen The Shining, but I was younger, and I don't remember all of it.
Uh-huh.
So
borrowed it from me.
This feels important going into Sleep.
Hold
that
on.
You have a handle on The Shining.
No, I know. I know the story of The Shining, and I know a lot of it. I plan to rewatch The Shining after I've seen this, and really, oh yeah, okay, that's a lot. It explains a lot of it, because I know a lot of it was superpowers and that type of shit.
Well, ghost. In Dr. Sleep, it's very superpowered.
Yes, it is. It's like the X-Men without the X-Men in a way.
Sure.
I didn't read the article because I haven't seen Dr. Sleep yet. I didn't want to read the article. But I saw a headline that said that there's some consideration for doing a Dick Halloran story as well. The
Stephen King stuff that I don't know about, maybe?
Who's Dick Halloran?
I'm not the biggest Stephen King fan.
Dick Halloran was the caretaker at the Overlook Hotel.
Oh, okay.
That tells little Danny about The Shining.
Oh, that guy who he finds out he has the shinning from.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What'd you call it?
The shinning.
The shinning. You don't want to get sued. That's a Simpsons joke.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, they're saying that there's some talk of doing a Dick Halloran story, standalone story. Maybe. Yeah.
Well, I don't think this one did well enough.
So if you're not really a King fan.
I mean, I like his movies, but I don't really read Stephen King stuff very often.
I found this out actually just recently. Dick Halloran is also in It. Now, he's not in the movies, but if you read the book It, Dick Halloran is in the book.
A lot of his shit is
crossover.
Sort of crossover the same
tons
kind
of
universe.
Of his stuff crossover.
I haven't seen
the
King-verse. TV series yet. What is it?
Castle Rock?
Castle Rock, thank you.
Yeah, we were talking about maybe getting that to start. My wife is on a big Stephen King kick right now.
So. You and everybody else, apparently.
So. Yeah. I know. I really enjoyed Dr. Sleep. I saw Ewan McGregor was really good.
Ewan McGregor.
He was really good.
Obi-Wan Kenobi?
He had the Obi-Wan Kenobi beard for a while.
Yeah.
Maybe he was shooting both at the same time.
Yeah.
I know. And the main, the villain, her name, Rebecca Mader, she was on one, I know from Once Upon a Time. She was like the Wicked Witch. She was really good. It's a good movie. I don't want to spoil a lot of the ending, but they go back.
I'm excited to see it.
They go back somewhere at the end. There's a lot of callbacks.
Overlook Hotel?
I don't know.
It's in the trailer.
Oh, is it in the trailer?
Yeah.
Okay, then yes, they do. I don't want to spoil
it. Seemed like that, like the whole setup for the story was that they're going to go back to the Overlook.
Yeah, like the final confrontation has to happen at the Overlook Hotel for some weird reason.
It does. But you'll find out why.
Yeah.
But it's good, though. I enjoyed it. It's a good movie, actually. Now, more think about it. The 1.5 times that I saw it.
What part did the fire alarm go off?
It was like 45 minutes into it.
So was it at like a super spoily part?
No, not really.
No, okay.
But we were like, you know what? Let's not go back until like an hour into the movie. But we decided to go back and watch the whole thing over again.
What I would have done, too.
We didn't get bored at all. We were like, all right.
Cool.
Yeah. We got done with dinner early, so we'll just go.
I saw some movies. I was the weekend I got back from the wedding, I got super sick, so all I did was watch TV and movies.
Really?
Yeah. Caught a fever and it was stupid.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So I watched probably that's gonna end up being in my top 10 of the year. This movie called Dolomite Is My Name.
I watched that too.
Yeah. Holy shit, that movie is so good.
It was good, wasn't it?
Not only is it good, it's funny. I've seen it twice now.
Have you?
It's so good.
So this is the Netflix movie with Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, Eddie Murphy, Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes was so good in it.
Keegan-Michael Key. Craig Robinson. Is it in this movie?
The dude from Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, Titus.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot he was in that movie, dude. And the guy who made Hustle and Flow, and
but I like the scenes where they're making the movie. I love seeing behind the scenes movies in a movie.
Sure,
for some reason I really love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, Dolomite is my name is it's funny, endearing, and it's so full of hope and like.
Oh it, wow! You might have liked it more than me.
And like it really charges you to like. Chase that dragon of a dream kind of deal, no matter how impossible it seems.
Well, did you hear the newest Eddie Murphy Netflix news?
That he has a special coming out?
Well, I don't know about that, but they're going to be doing Beverly Hills Cop 4.
Oh, really?
Yep.
As like a Netflix thing?
As a Netflix thing.
That's not necessary. I don't need that. I need more Eddie Murphy movies in my life that are good.
I can't wait to see him on SNL next month.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be hosting that, bringing back all his characters.
It's the first time in, like, what, like 30 years?
I was going to say. Like,
yeah.
He, like, doesn't do that.
No. He's going to bring back all his characters and stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He's also doing a stand-up special with Netflix as well.
I don't know what made
that
him.
That I had heard about, yeah.
I don't know what made him come back out of the just.
That, I think they.
Well, maybe.
Well, when they did their big anniversary thing.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago.
That's right. He was on that.
They kind of kissed and made up a little bit, I think. I think SNL kind of went out of their way to be like, hey, Eddie, we kind of weren't.
But Eddie Murphy's been out of the limelight for a while, not doing anything. And he's all of a sudden like all these projects with him, you know?
Well, he tried coming back a couple of times, but he wanted to do like serious roles.
Mm.
And not to say that he can't do serious roles, because there's some real genuine, dramatic, heart-touching moments in Dolomite. But where he really shines at is when he's being comedic. I don't know. I think it was great. Because of that, Dolomite Is My Name, I sought out and watched the original Dolomite.
Did you?
It's also hilarious. It's way
hilariously bad.
No, it's just funny. It's not hilariously bad.
No,
it's
really?
Funny. It's on Amazon Prime if anybody wants to watch it. So, what else have I been watching? I saw the new Terminator, Dark Fate.
I saw that too.
I haven't yet. I really want to.
I enjoyed it. It's not the best Terminator movie, but... It's up there.
I've heard it's the best Terminator movie since T2.
For sure.
I'll give you that.
I want to see it.
So, I really enjoyed the movie in the theater. Not to say that it's bad, because I think it's good.
It's a great action movie.
Yeah, it's fun. There's some cool set pieces in it. My biggest problem with it is it totally negates the plot of T2 and makes T2 and like not. It makes it useless. Like it was all for nothing.
How so?
I can't say it without spoiling anything.
I think I know what you're talking about. Are you talking about the other Arnold?
I don't want to spoil anything. All right. But it's basically it's in the first few minutes of the movie. To negate everything that happened in T2.
The T-1001?
My understanding was that the movie kind of negated everything that's happened since T2.
Yeah, it does. And, well, I mean, if you think about it, T2 kind of negates T1 as well.
Yeah. That's kind of the whole Terminator formula, but is that we
also
fuck up our own timeline.
It's true.
Also, the same thing is like, it feels kind of like a reboot.
I sort of know what you're talking about. Are you talking about like one of the early scenes?
Yeah.
Okay, I know what you're talking about now.
And it kind of feels like a reboot throughout after watching the movie, I had a real good time watching it. But then I tried to think about it. I was like, I don't know. Terminator 2 did that better. Terminator 2 did that better.
Terminator 2 is one of the best action movies of all time.
It's true. However, this movie didn't try to do anything different or new. And I think that's what bothered me the most.
It was still fun, though.
It's fun. No, don't get me wrong. But it bombed terribly in theaters.
It did bomb really bad.
Tim Miller's probably never going to get another job.
Linda Hamilton was great.
Linda Hamilton was fun. It was awesome to see her back in action and curse.
That's honestly
Arnold.
One of the things I'm most excited about is to see
Arnold,
Linda Hamilton kicking
show.
Ass.
Arnold was great in it.
Like, he's never been better as Terminator in this
and movie. It was, I agree. In the version of Terminator that he played, I don't want to spoil anything, but he was sort of funny. He was
funny
heart.
Without trying to be funny.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say more. I wish I could say more because I don't want to spoil it for you. But it's really good.
Yeah, I want to check it out.
I feel bad for people trashing it because it's not terrible. It's not great either. It's not a masterpiece. It is a lot of CGI gobbledygook.
Some of the CGI was bad in it too.
Was T2 James Cameron?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I thought so. Yeah.
But, it's fun. This is one of the first few Terminator movies where I felt like, holy shit, this Terminator means fucking business.
He was badass.
Yeah, at times. But also, I really wish they would have done something different.
I liked how we could, the exoskeleton can separate from the body and then come back together.
Yeah, but at the same time, we've seen that before. It's kind of like, hey, what if we take the villain from 1 and 2 and make the third villain both of them at the same time?
Well, yeah.
That's kind of what it felt like. But other than that, I thought it was good. I thought it was pretty fun.
You know what I thought was funny, though? At one point, he had grabbed chains. When they were fighting, the bad Terminator had those chains.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on. Ghost Rider.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He did play Ghost Rider.
He was Ghost Rider in the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. series.
Totally forgot about that.
I was like, all that training is not going to go to waste. Better use it.
I watched Jendi Tarnowski's new TV show, Primal.
What words did you just say?
Jendi Tarnowski. Tarnowski, thank you.
I don't even know what that is. What is that?
The guy who made Samurai Jack.
Oh.
He's also made a whole bunch of other stuff, too.
Didn't he? He created Powerpuff Girls, too, didn't he?
He was one of the people, or was that the Man of Action?
It was the Man of Action.
He was one of the main people on a lot of stuff. But he has a new cartoon on Adult Swim that was like a special called Primal. It was like an 8-episode thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's great. It's basically about this caveman who his family gets murdered by these like dinosaurs or these like mean T-Rexes or whatever.
Aren't all T-Rexes mean?
I mean,
have you ever met a nice T-Rex?
That's specious of you.
That's true.
I don't know.
It's dinosaurs.
Sometimes in Jurassic Park, the T-Rex happens to show up at the right moment, and you think he's pretty nice.
That's true. He has been helpful at times.
Right.
He doesn't get enough credit.
It's true. He did save those people from those raptors.
That's true.
Or she. It's a she, I think, in the movie.
Yeah.
Anyway, in the scenario of the TV show Primal, his family gets eaten by dinosaurs. And he's like going to kill all the dinosaurs, but then he meets his baby dinosaur that he doesn't want to kill, but then her dinosaurs, baby dinosaurs, get eaten by the same group of dinosaurs, so they band together, and it's kind of like a caveman and his dinosaur pet friend go on wild adventure stories.
Okay.
Surviving one adventure to the another.
And this is on Adult Swim?
It was. I don't know if it still is. I'm pretty sure if you have the channel, you could stream it if you have the app or whatever.
Interesting.
It's pretty good. Okay. I really enjoyed it. It's brutal, like violent as shit.
Really?
Super violent. Like, there's this one episode where they do like a death match with like a whole bunch of monkeys, apes. And there's like this one king ape who's like giant, and he has to battle royale that monkey. It's pretty great. And another movie I saw that was recent, Jojo Rabbit.
I still haven't seen it. I really fucking want to.
What do you think? I haven't seen it yet.
I loved it.
I'm intrigued.
It is super funny. It's sad, and it's full of heart, but I think I have come to expect that from Taika Waititi's movies now. And it's great in all the right satire moments. It makes fun of Hitler in the best ways. I think it makes fun of hate in general in the best ways.
It seems to me like just the snippets of things I've heard him say about it, that's really the point.
Yeah.
That it's about, the movie is about criticizing hate.
Yeah, how stupid, and, like, mundane hate can be over certain things. And they do a really, like, tack-sharp job of, like, they're saying really terrible things and doing really terrible things in the movie, but it's in a blissfully happy manner. Like, they're happy to do it kind of thing. It's really weird.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not, that's all backdrop. The real main focus is Jojo, this kid who's learning, who thinks he is a Nazi, but at his heart of hearts, he really isn't.
Mm-hmm.
And he really does just love people, and he likes people, and he meets this girl that he wants, that he, his mom is hiding in the closet. And then, he kind of like falls in love with her, but he's not sure if he should be in love with her. And I'm not trying to give away too much, 'cause it's all that's in the trailer. But it's good. I really enjoyed it. It's funny. It's not my favorite Taika Waititi movie, but it's definitely up there.
What is?
My favorite's probably still Hunt for the Wilder People.
So I haven't seen that one yet. I've heard nothing but good things
about it. I
watched
that this year, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I think it is
still probably my favorite.
That kid from, it was in Deadpool.
Yeah.
I don't know his name, I can't think of his name now, but he's great in that movie.
Yeah.
And
him and Sam Neill together are just a fantastic team.
Yeah.
And then,
I'm really looking forward to Jojo Rabbit. I want to see that.
I saw another movie when I was sick, which I think you might enjoy. It's on the same vein of Witch,
mm-hmm.
but probably nowhere near as like dark and
artistic.
Artistic.
It's called The Wizard.
No, this movie's called The Wind, what it's called. It's about these this married couple who lives in the plains of somewhere in America in the early 1800s. And they're isolated because nobody wants to move there, and they think it's a haunted land. And and it's about like these new couple that move next door to them, and shit just goes weird.
Anyone noteworthy associated with this project?
No, it's all independent stuff. Yeah,
cool. The Wind.
I rented it on Amazon when they were having like rental sale, whatever. I got it for $2.99. I don't know if it's still that much, but it's definitely worth checking out.
Cool.
You know what we should talk about? Some new streaming service that just came out this week.
What?
It's called, what's it called?
Netflix. That's what you're talking about.
No.
Sorry about Netflix.
It's not Netflix. Sorry, Netflix.
HBO Max. Oh, wait, that's not out yet.
That's the stupidest name, too. That's going to confuse the hell out of people.
They really should have called it just Warner Media Streaming or something. But
people are going to be like, I already have HBO. Why do I need this new one?
But it's Max. it's to the Max.
HBO Ultimate. Disney Plus came out a couple days ago as we were recording this.
It's true.
I had problems logging in.
Well, did you though?
I said I had problems logging in. It was a user error, but it took like close to 40
hours.
Aren't you
glad you took 3 hours of waiting on the phone?
Dude, it took longer than that. It took close to 40 hours of waiting.
It took I saw him post something on a comment on Facebook. Like, why the fuck is he having problems logging in? I had zero problems logging in the morning it came out.
A lot of people did have problem logging in.
So I asked him because I was having a little bit of a small issue.
Yeah.
When I first logged in, it wouldn't let me log in. It just had that stupid Wreck-It Ralph logo thing. And I was like, all right, so maybe like it's overloaded or whatever.
I was getting the error message that my email was incorrect, which ultimately was true because somehow I had a typo in my email address when I signed up.
You were just too excited.
I was.
You fat fingered it.
So yeah, one of the letters in my email got switched with another letter.
Nice.
So finally last night I got them on the phone after like seriously waiting. It was finally by like 9 something at night. I'd been waiting for almost 3 or 4 hours.
Everyone else is talking about The Mandalorian and you have like, oh my God, my
I had
ears.
Already seen it because I signed up for a 1 week trial on a different email just to watch it.
Nice.
Well, we're going to talk about that, but the guy's like, oh, let me look up your account. And they were super generous, super nice. He's like, yeah, we've been so busy. We had like 10 million people sign up and a lot of people are having, you know, I was like, I understand. I'm like, I was not mad at them.
Didn't they meet their like 3 month subscriber goal in a day?
Less than a day, probably.
Wow, it's better than Star Wars Galaxy Edge numbers.
Yeah. The guy was super nice. And let me see what's going on with your account. And we'll figure this out. He figured it out. He's like, yeah, you got a typo in your email. I'm like, oh, shit. So I logged in. He's like, try logging in with that email, the incorrect email. So I did. And there it goes. There was my – because I did the D23
pay. I did the same thing.
Pay 2 years to get one year free.
Essentially, like through the pricing. That's how it works out.
I was like, oh, there it is. So I just have to – all I have to do now is wait a week and then wait for that free trial to expire. Then I can switch my email to my correct email. Not a big deal. Perfectly fine.
So anyway, like I was saying, I saw him comment. He's like, I can't fucking log in. And he commented on an article about about Disney having problems with the users.
I wasn't rude about it, though.
No, you weren't rude about it. So I thought, like, well, I had issues in the morning. Maybe it's having the same issue.
Mm-hmm.
Because my issue was that I didn't know you had to verify your email, even though I paid for everything. Okay. I got the receipt and all that stuff.
And I never got the confirmation email either.
That should have been your first clue.
Yes. Probably because it went to some email and it wasn't created.
It was like, probably bounced back. It was like, oh, well, we got his money anyway.
Yeah, pretty much.
So anyway, I said, like, hey, try verifying your email. He's like, I don't know how to do that. It won't even let me off the logout screen. We're having, like, this really long chat on Facebook where, like, it's just on a random article. I think it's on Inside of Magic.
Oh, yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah. And I don't know, I just felt bad for him. I wanted to, like, do you want my login?
No.
I didn't know what to tell
him. I mean, so what I did that night or that day is I just created – I have a – just used another email and created a free week trial. Fine. It was perfectly fine.
Sure.
I was just waiting to get – to figure out what happened, basically.
Most definitely. You don't want to pay – what was it? Like 100
– $150.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Just to be lost in the ether, you know what I mean?
For sure.
I mean, I know Disney likes to take your money, but
I mean, this is different. This is highway robbery.
I demand my service. Want to talk about The Mandalorian? Did you watch it yet?
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet. I haven't really had a lot of time to sit down with Disney Plus yet.
Yeah.
I've only watched a couple short things on it.
Like what? What was the first thing you watched?
The very first thing that we watched, somebody else was driving. I think we watched some Pixar shorts. Couple of them I hadn't seen before. There's like that, I can't remember what it's called, but there's like a series of Pixar shorts are like, I guess, new to this.
It's the Pixar school where everyone kind of like goes to school. I think it's called Spark Shorts.
Spark something. Yes. Yeah, Spark Shorts. Yeah. Yeah, we watched a couple of those.
I haven't watched those yet.
They're on
there's
my
one,
queue.
There's one called Kit Bull,
which
is actually, I liked that one pretty well. It's
a kitten that thinks it's a bull?
No, it's a
kitten a bull?
It's a stray, it's a feral kitten that befriends a
pit bull. Oh, nice.
That is being used for dog fighting. I guess it's never explicitly said, but it's like
overcomes.
This dog's totally being used for dog fighting.
Got it.
And then there's this feral cat and like they get each other kind of. It was cute. It was kind of heavy though because of that subject matter.
Sure. You know,
it's like, shit, are they dealing with dog
well,
fighting?
Have you seen the trailer for the new Soul movie?
Mm-mm.
The no, new not Pixar yet. Soul no.
movie? I think it's about people being dead.
Okay.
It's weird.
Like Coco.
No, like a guy dies in the trailer.
Oh.
Like, on screen.
Oh.
And then he turns into a ghost. And the whole movie is him talking as a ghost. I guess. I don't know. I don't know, because it's a Pixar trailer, and they're very, you know...
Cryptic with their
trailers, I guess.
What was the first thing you watched?
You're going to laugh.
No.
But the very first thing I watched, I wanted to make sure it was actually working, because everyone was having connectivity issues and stuff like that. And the only thing I could really get access to was the Mickey Mouse stuff.
Yeah.
Like Mickey Mouse of the Years, I think it's what it's called. And I said, all right, let's just see if Steamboat Willie works.
You want to know something funny?
One of the first things that I watched.
The first thing that I picked to watch was Steamboat Willie.
Me too.
Because awesome. I was like, hey, kids, check this out.
I watched it Tuesday night. I watched Steamboat Willie Tuesday night. I forgot about a lot of that stuff in the cartoon. I'm like, because you think about the iconic scenes.
Dick Mickey Mouse was.
Oh, Mickey Mouse was an asshole early on. Yeah.
Such a dick.
He was.
Yeah.
But you know what I found was,
no wonder
was really
Pete
interesting,
hated his ass.
Though?
No shit. Like, he was just a fucking little sailor boy, and he tried to be captain. And Pete was angry. He's like, bitch, I'm the captain. Go back and cut to potatoes, whatever.
What I thought was interesting, though, this stuck out to me in Steamboat Willie, is the amazing knowledge of animal anatomy that Mickey Mouse must have.
Yeah.
Because he performed the song on, like, at least a half dozen different animals.
Yeah, I was thinking that, too.
Who didn't ask to be
Who did not ask to be performed on.
And they smiled the whole time.
He just, like, walks up to them and he's like, I'm playing your ribs and your teeth now. And he never missed a note. That Mickey Mouse knows some shit about animal anatomy.
He does.
Or he's the devil.
Equally likely.
He knows how to play a lot of instruments that aren't real instruments.
He just does some black magic wizardry is what he does.
But that was funny. That was the first thing that I picked to watch. The second thing that I picked to watch was Goof Troop. The old Goof Troop cartoon.
So the second thing I decided to watch, I did like a marathon, but like a burst watching of like Goofy Explains.
The how-to video. If I had stumbled across those first, I absolutely would have watched them first.
I didn't know they were on there.
Yeah, they're on there. So here's if you go to similar after Steamboat Willie.
That's funny about that I'd forgotten and probably never actually got as a kid. I loved Goof Troop as a kid.
Yeah.
In the Goofy movie that came out of it and all that. Like, I loved all that stuff.
Wait. Goofy movie came out first.
No, it did not.
Really?
Fuck you. No, it did not.
You sure?
Wow. I guarantee you that Goof Troop came before the Goofy movie.
Shut up, for real? I'm almost certain. It was like the sequel or like the bridge between the two movies.
I'm almost certain.
You know what I'm wondering? I know there's a lot of Disney Afternoon stuff on there.
Yeah.
Is Marsupilami on there?
No. That was the other thing I looked for.
What?
But Bonkers is on there.
Yeah. Bonkers.
No
is
one
on
else
there.
Fucking understands.
I remember Bonkers.
How much I've been wanting to watch Bonkers.
So what I was getting to, though, the funny thing that I didn't catch about, I don't think I probably even would have known to catch it as a kid about Goof Troop, is anytime in the show, and I've only watched like three episodes of it, but anytime that Goofy like opens an instruction manual, it turns into the how-to cartoon.
Nice.
It has the narrator. It's like that same kind of a voice.
In Goof Troop? I do not remember
that. I remember
inside
that.
Inside the show.
I used to watch the fuck out of Goof Troop.
Every time he opens an instruction manual, it turns into that. And I was like, oh, they're doing a thing.
That's nice.
I didn't even know.
They made a sequel to the Goofy movie?
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
It's an extremely Goofy movie.
I've never seen that one.
Goofy goes to college.
You know what? I wish they had. I know they have Who Framed Roger Rabbit. They don't have any of the Roger Rabbit
shorts. They don't.
Why not?
Imagine.
Probably.
Is there a rights dispute?
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of shit that's a rights issue. A lot of stuff's not there yet because like different other streaming services still own the rights
like
and all that.
There's like eight MCU movies missing for that reason. And isn't there's a
Spider-Man will never be on there?
Well, because it's a Sony movie.
Yeah.
It's not a Disney movie. That's why I bought those movies.
Well, all those new Mickey Mouse shorts I've never seen are on here.
Yeah, they're great.
I need to watch those.
I think I've seen almost all of them.
I just keep scrolling through, and I'm like, oh, awesome.
How do you feel about the UI on the app?
So the UI needs help.
It does.
It really does, right?
Yeah.
It's hard to find stuff.
Like,
it really is.
It's easy to find stuff that they suggest for you.
Right.
So the only way I have found to find stuff that I want to watch is by going to the search thing,
yep.
And I go to all movies,
Mm-hmm.
And I literally just go from A
scroll.
To Z.
Yeah.
And that's the only way to find everything that it has available. Yeah. But when you do it for the series, they don't give you every single series they have.
Right.
Which is annoying.
Another thing we complained about is there's no watch list. Well, you have a watch list, but there's no...
There's no, like, recently watched.
Right. List. Like, here I'm watching this show right here. I've watched episode 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Let me pick up on 5.
Yeah, it doesn't have
do
that
for you. You have to remember that shit right now. And that seems like really basic level streaming service stuff that they should have had ready to go.
Well, they were too busy getting the content together, probably.
Maybe.
I mean, there is a lot of content.
It's a fuck ton of content.
It is a lot. And it's exciting to see a lot of the stuff that's on there.
The original content, I could take it or leave it. Like, I'm not really crazy about any of the new content they got.
I'll have to... So, Mandalorian, we're not going to really discuss it too much, but I fucking enjoyed the hell out of it.
Yeah?
Mandalorian, the music is great.
Oh, I listened to the soundtrack. It's awesome.
It's a fucking spaghetti western.
Yeah, well, I mean, we already knew it was going to be that.
I know, but it really is. But the Imagineering story...
That's the only thing I have on my watch.
Oh my god, dude!
Is that
I'm gonna rewatch it with my wife? But the second episode comes out tomorrow as we record this. It's a nerd fantasy about the parks. It really is. I mean, there's footage I've seen on there or that's on there I've never seen before, mm-hmm. And I know a lot of information about, you know, all the Imagineering stuff. It's great to see Marty Sklar on there doing interviews. It's great to see Rolly Crump.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to
Rolly Crump's always entertaining.
Yes. It's great to see Bob Gurr actually go into the Matterhorn and show where the basketball hoop is.
I've always heard of said basketball court.
It's true. It's there. He shows it off. And he makes a basket, too. Just a spoiler. And he signs the wall, finally. That was an emotional moment for him. He's like, I finally get to sign the wall of all the cast members. And you can hear the interviewer. She's like, how come you never signed it before? He's like, well, I've never been an employee. She's like, do you want to sign it now? He's like, oh, yeah. It was great. One of my favorite moments of that.
That's cool. I'm excited to watch it.
Really good. It's really well done.
I watched the Jeff Goldblum thing.
I watched that, too.
I saw that was on there.
He's a weird dude.
It looks... I read the premise, and I was like, well, fuck, I'm watching that, I guess.
That show, his show is more bonkers than bonkers.
It's true. He's weird.
He's totally weird.
Like, I think he understands how weird he is, but I don't think people that he interacts with know how weird he is until they start talking to him.
Exactly.
Because the first episode, it's about sneakers.
Sneakers.
And about, like, sneakerheads and, like, how the weird cultural impact of sneakers.
The sneaker con and all that he goes to.
But I saw that was the theme of it.
He goes to sneaker con, and I learned some new shit. Apparently, all of people at sneaker con deal in, like, millions and millions of cash.
There was wads of cash with these dudes.
We're in the wrong business, Dave. We should be making sneakers, apparently.
We should be, no. We should be making them. We should be selling them. We should be reselling limited edition.
Buying and reselling limited edition sneakers
because
they're millions of dollars, apparently.
My God. Who knew?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Who knew? Exactly. And then he like went to go... I don't want to spoil too much of the episode, but he goes and gets shoes made. And then...
His custom shoes.
Yeah. And there's another part where he goes
to play basketball.
He's his warehouse. And they like size him up for the perfect shoe.
He was a dick to that guy.
I think that's just because he's weird. I don't think he was a dick. I don't know, man. How to talk to people.
That was awkward.
How much, like, we were hinting at this a second ago, but like, how much of that is Jeff Goldblum playing up being Jeff Goldblum, and how much of it is just him?
Like, a part of it wants me to think that's just who he is.
Yeah.
Because he does the voiceover in his own show too.
I believe that's who he is.
Mm.
Yeah, I do too. I don't know. It feels like, genuine.
Like when he was in Thor Ragnarok, I almost felt like they just put him in a costume and went, go.
Yeah.
And that's like,
exactly what they did. You know, I could say the same thing about Jurassic Park. At this point, like those weird laughs that he does for no reason and like, he does that in the show.
Yeah.
He does.
It's weird. So, I don't know. It's cool.
Keep that popping up.
Yeah, Catherine really enjoys Jeff Goldblum, so that's why we watch it.
I think he's endlessly entertaining. So
he is. The subject matter is not entertaining, but he's entertaining because he's so enthusiastic about it.
So before we recorded, we were watching, I watched an episode of X-Men tonight.
Okay, when I saw that the old X-Men cartoon was on Disney Plus, I made audible sounds of excitement. I was like, what?
I watched the very first episode.
I'm super excited about Spider-Man being on there.
Yes, that too. And there's a point when it comes up and it's like, do you want to skip intro? Fuck no.
Who would? Its theme song has been seared in all our childhood brains.
I'm watching Star Wars Resistance, which because I've never seen it.
I haven't seen any of Resistance. I haven't seen any of that one.
I hadn't either.
It's more of the kid-friendlier show.
It's okay so far. It's because it has some of the characters, has like Poe Dameron, has BB-8 in it. It has that era of characters.
I'm looking to catch up on Rebels.
Though. Rebels is really good. We were just testing out the 4K Ultra HD. So we watched part of Empire Strikes Back earlier before we recorded. We almost didn't record because of that.
Yeah, it's
we got distracted.
Super Star Wars-y.
It was good. Yeah. And apparently, which is cool about no other streaming services do this, but there's extras like you would get on a Blu-ray.
That's true.
Yeah.
I really do appreciate it.
There's deleted scenes. There's behind the scenes.
In the Endgame,
there's
a deleted scene that you can only get on Disney Plus.
I watched it last night.
Yeah, apparently it's terrible.
It's like, okay.
It should have been cut off.
Well, if they kept it in there, it would have really
like
just slowed down the movie. It was basically Tony Stark after he does a snap in this place wherever he is, meeting his daughter as she's older. It's
the same place where Thanos
goes to.
Baby
yeah,
Gamora. Yeah,
correct. Exactly right.
So anyway, I didn't get to talk about what I thought about The Mandalorian. I don't want to spoil too much, but it's great. It's fun. I think it's a little thin on the plot.
It's the first episode.
Sure. But what it did do great, I thought it got the feeling right. I think it got the world is interesting enough to keep me want to watching. There's no way I'm not going to keep watching. I mean, it's stupid to not want to watch the show. And I think this is the show that George Lucas always wanted and never got.
Right.
And I think that's why you see so much of that old
world. I saw a behind-the-scenes footage of it today on maybe with Facebook, but George Lucas is on set.
Oh, yeah. He was a consultant for a lot of it.
Dave Filoni, great director. And
he did Clone Wars, right? He's an animated director.
Yeah, and Rebels.
He did Rebels too? I didn't know that. I thought he was just a Clone Wars director. He's the guy that wears a cowboy hat all the time.
He is.
Yeah. I didn't realize that he did live action too.
Well, he does now.
I guess he does now.
Yeah, I guess so.
And then Jon Favreau.
Jon Favreau does not direct a single episode this season.
He's like executive producer.
Executive producer and writer.
Yeah.
That's all he does.
I know Taika Waititi directs an episode.
Two?
Really?
Yeah. And he's the voice of the robot.
Not gonna, yeah. IG 11.
IG 88?
IG 11.
Okay.
Earlier model.
It looks the same.
Okay. It's the same, same droid thing, but just
I just remember, you said his name, and I went, wait, I saw a thing the other day that was like, it looked like a picture of IG 88 was talking about him. So.
So it's really good. I liked the stuff. There's some, I don't know. I wish it was longer. 40 minutes felt a little short.
It was short for a full-length episode. Hopefully, they'll be longer later, but I really enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it, too. It's just,
I'm looking for
Maybe the hype train was, I was riding the hype train harder than I wanted to, I guess, and I wanted more.
I'm on the hype train, I haven't even watched trailers for The Mandalorian.
Mm.
Like, I don't know shit about it.
You're going to love it, dude.
That's probably the best way to go about
it. Yeah, okay.
Because I feel like I've seen a lot of the footage that was in the show prior to watching the show.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of ruined it for me a little bit. Brian Posehn's in the show.
Oh, yeah?
That freaked me out.
Yeah, freaked me out, too. I was like,
we were watching it.
What
like,
is he doing in this show?
We were watching it. I'm like, that guy sounds like Brian Posehn. And then they go back to the shot right after that. I'm like, holy fuck, that is Brian Posehn.
Yeah.
And you know the
he must have been losing his mind. Brian Posehn.
No shit.
He's a giant nerd.
Oh, I know.
And the blue alien
his
first bounty. You knew who that was?
No.
Horatio Sands.
Huh.
What?
Yes.
Weird.
I didn't know Horatio Sanz was still manifest on this plane. I thought Horatio Sanz disappeared into the ether.
No, he's in Star Wars now.
Bill Burr is supposed to be in.
I've heard that too,
but I haven't seen him yet.
I've heard that.
Werner Herzog is the best ever.
Like, yeah,
I've never seen him be better in anything. He's a director, but like,
right.
His voice is perfect.
Yeah,
his delivery is perfect.
Because he'd never even watched a Star Wars anything before.
Like Star Wars.
Yeah.
And the guy that
friends with Favreau.
Okay.
And the Ugnaught that trains the Mandalorian. You know who that was?
The what now?
The Ugnaught on that planet.
Oh yeah, that was Nick Nolte. But I mean, that was just his voice. That wasn't Nick Nolte in a mocap or anything. Dude, short.
Yeah. They could do it.
So anyway, it's fun. You should check it out.
I intend to.
Yeah. I wish they would release behind the scenes on that show, but they haven't.
I'm sure they will.
Maybe when the show is like condone or whatever.
Yeah. I know Ming-Na Wen's going to be on the show.
Who?
Ming-Na Wen.
You know who she is.
I do.
Yeah. She was in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. She's Mulan.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
That chick. The Asian chick from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I know who that is.
That lady.
Yeah, that lady.
She'll kick your ass.
Well, I mean, she can't really. She's not a martial arts expert. She plays one on TV.
Don't ruin it. She'll kick your ass.
Because Carrie said so.
I said so.
So anyway, I enjoyed it. I wasn't blown away by it. I think I wanted to be blown away by it. And I loved it, and I had a great time watching it. I
want to watch it. I'm probably going to watch it again before I watch the second episode
this
weekend.
Yeah, I'll probably do a double feature. Like
Imagineering Story has a new episode coming out this weekend, too.
Probably in the next hour.
Yep, about how Disney World was made, basically, second episode.
Cool.
Like,
there's only like
how long are those episodes?
They're an hour, right?
Hour plus. Okay. A little bit. Maybe like hour 12.
I think they're only doing 4 episodes.
I don't know how many episodes.
I think it's 4 or 6 episodes.
You know what I'm missing on Disney Plus? It's all the old Wonderful World of Disney stuff, all the old Disneyland stuff,
I was actually wondering if they had the old Disneyland show.
There's not.
On there.
Not yet.
Not yet, at least. Yeah, I was wondering, like, the Walt Disney Presents. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. Like, all the stuff I have on the Treasures
DVDs. So, they still have to digitize that stuff. All that stuff's in reels and...
But they did it for the DVD versions.
You gotta clean it up for digital.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'd be okay with even the DVD quality.
Maybe.
Well,
I don't know what to say. I'm sure they'll. I mean, it would be silly for them not to.
And you know what else? You know what else
they
is missing?
To keep having stuff for you to come back to next year.
Do you remember the old Disney sing along DVDs or VHSs?
Yeah,
those are not on there either.
I think I'm currently okay with that.
Do you need those?
No, but I want them.
They should make it a closed caption option.
I have the Disneyland Fun one where they're the weird Haunted Mansion shot.
I know I had one as a kid, VHS, but I can't remember what was in it, really.
You know what's right? It's right with the world? They have the Mighty Ducks animated cartoon show on there.
Is that okay?
Yeah, it's great.
Okay.
I've never seen anything Mighty Ducks related.
They're alien talking ducks.
Maybe I saw that then, because that sounds familiar, actually.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. They're alien ducks.
Why are they alien?
Well, they're in outer space, and they fly a Mighty Duck logo ship.
Okay, that I've seen. No. I've never seen any of the Mighty Ducks movies, but that I remember. I remember them flying.
Were they aliens
it's
in the
like,
Mighty
it looks
Ducks
like
movie?
The mask, right?
Yeah.
Like the,
yes, the mask of the duck from the logo of the hockey team, and it flies through space.
Yes,
I
remember that.
I don't know, and they're all ducks.
Okay.
And it's called the Mighty Ducks.
Okay.
Nothing to do with the hockey
you
team.
You know what I do want to watch on there? The Apple Dumpling Gang.
I saw that, and I didn't know what the hell that was.
You never
was.
Seen those?
I didn't know what the hell that was.
Okay, so here's a memory of mine. I used to go spend time at my uncle's house, and he had VHS copies of a bunch of old Disney movies that he recorded like off TV or something. And one of those movies was the Bewitched movie. And then right after the Bewitched movie was the Apple Dumpling Gang.
What is the Apple Dumpling Gang?
Apples? It was a Tim Conway and... Don Knotts movie.
I'm trying to remember his name. Don Knotts.
And there is two of them. There's a sequel to it made, too. I don't remember the sequel, but...
They have all the old...
the Western comedy.
Kurt Russell movies on there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Computer War, Tennis Shoes, and all those stuff.
Yeah, The Smartest Kid and whatever. Or The Strongest Kid.
You know, another movie that I used to watch at my uncle's house on VHS was That Darn Cat.
I've only seen the remake.
One,
believe it or not.
There's a remake?
Yeah, they made a remake back in the 90s.
God, I forgot why? About that.
I don't remember that.
I was scrolling by and had a weird kind of like, oh shit, I had like some like taken off of television VHS of
yeah.
The Cat from Outer Space.
That one
is
too.
On there.
Yes.
Have you ever seen that
I've
one?
I've seen that yeah. one too. Also, Flubber, Robin Williams Flubber's on there.
I know the Black Hole is on there.
I've been meaning to watch mm-hmm. that again.
I need to watch the Black Hole again. I know
yes,
it's not
it
gonna,
is on there.
I know it's not going to hold up, but...
You know they're remaking that, right?
I know.
Yeah. I want to watch that again, though.
I used to have the action figures when I was young. I don't really remember much about the movie, but I remember some of the action figures.
I never actually watched that movie. I remember, like,
it's
looking through some of, like... There was like a
yeah.
like a picture book
yeah.
that I remember looking through as a kid that was associated with that movie, but I've never actually watched the movie.
It was originally supposed to be an educational film that turned into a real movie.
It's very
right?
slow. I don't know about that. I haven't heard that, but it's a very slow movie. It's not great from what I remember. It's probably not going to hold up either.
Also, they don't have Something Wicked Comes This Way
really
in there anywhere. I didn't see it on there at least.
Hmm. What was that rock movie that was the Disney, the rock movie that...
The Rock?
Yeah, The Rock was Nicolas in the Disney Cage. Movie. What?
What?
No, not The Rock, oh. but Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, Escape from Witch Mountain.
They Escape from Witch Mountain.
They have the originals on there.
Yes, one of those movies freaked me out as a kid.
I've not watched those either, but
I've only seen the one with The Rock.
I came across that there was like a list of like... Disney movies that are surprisingly disturbing.
Yeah.
Like that was on
yes.
that list. Yeah.
The Rock remake had that, there was that meme where he's like the kids in the backseat mm-hmm. or whatever. People always use that meme for stuff. Is that not on there?
The Rock version's not on there, but the original versions are on there.
Okay.
And they have the sequels as well.
I'm going to have to rewatch a lot of these old movies. Because I haven't seen them since I was
Flight
a kid.
Of the Navigator.
Fucking love that movie.
The Rocketeer.
I probably wore through several of Blockbuster's copies of Flight of the Navigator.
What about the
I
Rocketeer?
I used to have it on VHS. I own
Rocketeer
that.
Is one of my all-time favorites.
It's on there.
I fucking love the Rocketeer.
Is Flight of the Navigator on there?
Yes.
Yeah. Holy They're fuck. Both on there.
Yep.
I need to just watch all these old movies.
I know.
You don't have enough time in the day to watch
you
all
don't.
This shit. You really don't.
So wow. that was a really long orgasm over Disney Plus that we just had there.
It's pretty great.
So,
it's true.
I mean,
it's really exciting. Like
for
every
the
$8
a month, it's stupid how cheap
every,
it is.
Every time I go through and look at the menu, I'm just like, oh, awesome.
It's
I'm going to watch
It's just a nostalgia
that.
Bomb
it is.
For your brain.
It is. Yeah.
It's great.
I'm paying $5.75 a month.
That's true.
For this.
Yeah.
That's definitely worth
it's
it.
Definitely worth it. The only problem is 3 years from now, your shit's going to go up.
Yeah, and I probably will be nothing else I want to watch.
Well, I'm sure they'll always add stuff.
And as soon as that 3 years is up, that's when something new is going to come out on it. And
yeah.
I'm like, all right, I got to redo
Can
it.
Can I keep right? Well, Mandalorian Season 3 will be out by then.
And all, yeah, more more Marvel stuff.
Yeah, that's true. I finally saw some footage of the What If series.
I did too. I watched that little I forgot about that. There was like this 12-minute documentary about Marvel on there, about the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and they show what's coming up on Disney Plus, and mm-hmm. they show concept art for like, you know, the Falcon show. They show clips from the What If.
Mm-hmm.
That
it
looks awesome.
Great.
It yeah. looks like, amazing.
I didn't think I was going to want to watch the What If series because I was like, all right, cool. No big deal. But they showed the animation and it looks good.
And they showed the part of the zombies where Captain America's a zombie.
I saw a screen cap of the Cap zombie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Winter Soldier, like, they only showed a clip where Winter Soldier throws a shield at the zombie and then he
yeah.
gets away. I was like, oh shit, the Winter Soldier versus zombies. That
and they
awesome.
Also showed a lot of footage from if Peggy Carter got the super serum instead of. I was like, that. I'm down. That's cool. I don't know. It's going to be good series.
Yeah, hopefully. And then plus all the other
I used to read series. What If all the time when I was a kid, so.
Plus all the other series that they're going to release for Marvel as well. You know what else is a great series?
I do not. Tell me.
The Watchmen me. Series.
I've watched the first episode.
So
really?
Good.
Well, hold on.
The best thing on TV right now.
I've watched the first episode,
yeah.
and I need to catch up for okay. sure.
All right. Well, we're like 4 episodes in now.
Yeah. So I'm not that far behind.
Did you ever read the graphic novel?
Yeah, I love the graphic novel.
Okay, so if you love the graphic novel in any way, you'll love the show.
Okay.
I
was
set,
really
like,
concerned
20
about
years
that
in the future, 20 years 30. After, 30 years.
30 years
okay, 30
after
years.
That. So this show is not only servicing fans of the comic. Yes. It's also like telling really intelligent stories that has its finger on the pulse of what's going on in the world today.
Okay.
It's really good.
Okay. I had major concerns. Like, I was like, why the fuck are they making a series out of Watchmen? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me.
It's genius. Like, okay.
And I'm glad it's not just a retelling of the graphic novel in the movie.
Yeah, see, had it done that, I think the show would have failed really miserably and fell flat on its face.
Sure.
The fact that it's telling its own story and living in that universe of that original comic that it created, but 30 years later. So that's pretty great.
Because I know they did a bunch of comic sequels, but they were never...
They weren't sequels, they were prequels.
Prequels, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they never really... What happened after the original graphic novel with all the stuff before.
Right.
And you're right, because what happens after this is way more important.
Dude, yeah. Like, so, yeah, they take that idea and run a million miles with it. It is okay.
And
so
it's,
good.
And it's based off the comic book, not the movie.
Right. Now, the movie plays... The only thing the movie kind of plays is in the show... They have this American crime or American hero show or something. AHS, the American Hero Show. And basically, they shoot the show in the style of a Zack Snyder movie.
Okay.
And it's great.
Okay. Yeah.
It's very funny.
That's awesome.
I highly recommend it. Thematic, if you have HBO,
thematically, watch it. Like, this is Alan Moore's kind of.
Yeah, well, Dave Gibbons.
Because I'm a big Alan Moore fan.
Dave Gibbons, like, who helped with the original comic.
Yeah, he did the artwork.
He also, for what I've read, him and Alan pitched ideas back and forth.
Okay, right.
So he did have a lot to add to the story.
Alan Moore has no credits in the show.
Yeah, he has nothing to do with it.
Oh, that doesn't surprise. Alan Moore doesn't want credits with any of his properties.
No.
He doesn't.
But
that dude is.
So
I love Alan Moore. I think he's. I will listen to Alan Moore talk about damn near anything.
Well, he thinks he's a wizard.
Why do you mean thinks he's a wizard?
Oh, he knows he's a literal wizard, literary wizard.
The literal wizard.
Yeah, that too. I can't remember the guy's name who produces the show.
Damon Lindelof.
Damon Lindelof. Yeah, Damon Lindelof has been a passionate fan of The Watchmen, and a lot of The Watchmen fueled stories for Lost.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever he couldn't do in Lost, he did with The Leftovers. And The Leftovers is a...
I never saw The Leftovers.
...television masterpiece.
Okay.
And now those things that he really wanted to do with Watchmen, he's getting to do it with the television show, which is great. And he's a fan, and it really shows.
Cool.
And it's him and whatever group of writers they have, they're doing a fantastic job. And Watchmen was probably like my first big foray into... graphic novels and like comics being more than just
superheroes
and capes and stuff, mm-hmm. and like dealt with real issues. So that comic is very near and dear to me, and I really love the show. I think it's great.
Cool. Love to see if I can. I need to catch up
on that. You know what I've been watching? I'm catching up on is season 3 of Get Shorty.
All right.
I absolutely love that show.
Watch that show. I've seen love
that show. The TV show is nothing like the movie. Even
I like the movie, though.
I know, but it's nothing like it. I think you would enjoy it.
Okay. I've been meaning to check it out.
I think the first 2 seasons might be on Netflix.
I think so. I think they bought the show.
No, I don't think so, because it's still on Epix. But season 3 is currently going now.
Oh, okay.
And I'm 1 episode behind. I binged watched last weekend.
Cool.
So good. I love the show.
Silicon Valley came back.
Been watching that, too.
Yeah. Or Silicon Valley, sorry.
It's okay. The season's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. It's the final season, so they're wrapping things up. It's weird knowing that What's-His-Face is not there anymore.
He wasn't there last season either.
Yeah. But they wrote him off, and it's like he's really not coming back.
Oh, no. He's gone.
Yeah, yeah. I thought they were going to like bring him back, but no.
I'm enjoying that, too.
I want him to come back the last few episodes for the win, but I know he won't.
Do me a favor, watch a couple episodes of the Get Shorty on Netflix. I think you wouldn't like it.
Yeah, it's on my queue. Got to find time between...
It was one of those things where I was like, oh, they made a Get Shorty TV series. And I really like Chris O'Dowd in that series. He's great.
I just find it really hard to watch TV shows that are based on movies. Like, it's the main reason why
This is not based on the movie. It's based off the book.
I get that.
So the characters aren't even the same.
I mean, you can say the same thing about Fargo, though.
Well, yeah.
I haven't watched Fargo yet. Either,
I mean, there's like
I hear nothing but great.
There's
things.
No chili.
I haven't watched any of it either.
The John Travolta character is not in this series.
Well, that's what I wanted, though.
Well, you're not going to get
Danny
that.
Where's Danny DeVito?
No Danny DeVito.
No Danny DeVito.
Nope.
I don't know, man.
We got Ray Romano, though.
Oh, what a great upgrade there.
He's actually really good in this show.
Ray
truthfully.
Romano. No.
Deborah.
Deborah.
He's actually really good.
God, I've probably seen every episode of that show.
Have you really?
Probably, yeah.
Well, it used to be on repeat for forever.
Yeah.
What else have I been watching? Oh, I'm watching His Dark Materials.
I haven't watched that yet.
I'm curious about that one.
It's the Golden Compass, right?
Yeah. I've never read a single book
of
the Golden Compass, so I have zero clue what the fuck is going on. And I've watched parts of the movie that came out in the
early 2000s. So I talked to somebody a couple weeks ago, probably, I think it was out at TRF, about this show coming out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was out at TRF. I remember who I was talking to now. And they were saying, because I haven't read any of the books. I have a copy of the first one, but I haven't read it.
Isn't it super religious for some reason?
It's super anti-religious.
Yeah, it was anti, really?
Super. Yeah. That's why when the movie came out, what was it, like 10 years ago that movie came out? Something like that. There was a big uproar about it because the source material is very anti-religious. Oh. So the religious people went up in arms about the movie coming out. But I did watch that movie years ago once. It was very forgettable.
I only remember scenes. Like, I remember a polar bear ripping another polar bear's face off.
I remember Sam Elliott being in it, and that's about all I remember from it.
I don't even remember.
Yeah, Sam Elliott was in it.
I remember Daniel Craig.
Don't remember
Daniel
Craig. And
Nicole Kidman. I remember being an angry monkey at one point.
Maybe. I don't remember any of that shit. No. But anyway, the person I was talking to has read the books, and they were saying that that movie didn't reflect the world or the story of His Dark Materials at all.
Right.
He's like, not at all. So apparently this is kind of a new...
So is the name of the book called His Dark Materials?
That's the name of the series, yes.
Well, what's the name of the book?
The first book is The Golden Compass.
Oh.
The name of the series is His Dark Materials.
Oh,
I think. Or I may have that backwards, but I'm pretty sure that's right. I think the series is His Dark Materials.
So anyway, I watched it. It's dense. Like, they do zero favors to letting you know what the fuck is going on. They just like, here's our world. Enjoy it.
Okay. It's HBO, right?
Yeah, it's HBO. I've only seen one episode. It has the chick from Logan in it, who played X-23.
Laura?
Yeah.
The little girl?
Yeah, the little girl.
Okay. Who else is in it?
Not Ewan McGregor. What's the other Scottish guy who played Xavier?
McAvoy.
McAvoy, thank you. Mm. James McAvoy's in it. He's kind of a dick. He's like super dicky in that first episode, at least.
I have a question. So my understanding is, again, I haven't, having not read it, but I'm pretty sure you find the His Dark Materials series in the young adult section of the bookstore.
Does not feel like a young adult
show. Okay.
It feels like a drama, like a fantasy drama.
Okay.
Like a high-end fantasy drama produced by BBC.
Yeah, but a lot of the, like the Hunger Games and all that kind of stuff is considered young adult.
Right, yeah.
Hunger Games felt like a young adult story.
True, yeah, I guess so.
This so far doesn't feel like that. Right now it feels like a whole bunch of scientists trying to find out if there's another world or something.
Oh.
That's all I've gotten so far.
Okay.
And that somehow this little girl is very important and that she has a golden flat compass.
Hence the Golden Compass.
Yeah. And then she has a little friend who goes missing, and she befriends this really pretty lady who seems nice, but has a very scary-looking monkey as her pet.
All right.
And, like, the pets talk.
I think I remember this from the trailer I watched.
And the animals are supposed to reflect what their personalities are like.
They're not
really set until they're adults.
Right.
And they get to, the animals can morph.
They're like,
and change
they're almost like familiars. Like,
exactly. They don't call them familiars. They call them demons is what they call them.
Yeah. But they have kind of a witch's familiar kind of function. This is a spiritual extension of yourself in animal form.
Right.
Like, yeah.
So I have no idea what's the goal of anything yet. I know James McAvoy is looking for something in the Arctic Circle, and the science community does not like it. Okay. They try to kill him for it. That's all I got. So it's good so far. It's interesting. I want to watch more. I will report back with more episodes when I watch it.
So I know I said we're not going to do our normal segments here, but I do want to talk about what's tickling our geek.
Yeah.
Good, because I actually have something this
time. Do you?
Hey-o. Yeah.
Let's go. You can go first then.
I'm going to a concert next Monday, which is not the kind of thing that we would normally discuss here, but I am actually looking forward to it quite a bit.
Oh, I'm intrigued.
It is neither metal nor geeky.
I'm intrigued.
Is it a country show?
It is.
Oh, my God. I don't know, I guess.
Willie Nelson.
I'm
going to go see Willie Nelson.
I've seen Willie Nelson before.
Yeah?
When I was a kid.
It's kind of geeky, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, in a
story. So, when I was a kid, my uncle and I were part of, like, a recreation of, like, the Civil War.
Okay.
At the rodeo. Okay. And Willie Nelson played. That's what I remember.
Sounds like a hay fever dream.
No, it was real. I was young. I have pictures of it somewhere.
So I've
seen Willie Nelson.
Like Willie Nelson?
I do, actually. Oh, okay. I like Willie Nelson.
Where are you seeing that?
Smart Financial.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, shit, the guy can't be alive for much longer.
This is actually part of the motivation for going is Willie ain't going to be around forever. Nope. And he's music legend. And I still have the opportunity
to
see
him. I can agree on that.
I still have opportunity to see him, so we're taking the opportunity. I mean, it just seems like one of those
God
things.
God in Austin, so.
Yeah. But I've never seen him before, so.
Right on.
I don't think I've ever been to a country music show before.
Do you consider Willie Nelson country music?
He transcends
He's
it.
He's country
he
rock.
Is country, he is country music, but I feel like he transcends that.
Yeah.
He's so legendary. I think he's... You know, kind of like him and like Johnny Cash,
yeah,
like they transcend that whole thing. But that's the kind of country music I like, is that like
that dark old country.
Yeah, the outlaw country.
Yeah.
That I like the story,
like the Highwaymen and all that.
The Highwaymen, the old kind of storytelling, you know, tends to be dark. That kind of
not the Garth Brooks
stuff
shit.
I like. Yeah.
Garth
I agree.
Brooks shit.
The Garth Brooks bullshit.
Oh, got it.
That's awesome, dude.
I'm looking forward to it.
And you're seeing another show soon, too?
We were discussing it earlier. I don't know if I'm going yet or not, but a week from tonight.
Morbid Angel.
Morbid Angel, Valtaine, and Incantation. That is
call me?
That is a...
Valtaine.
That's a heavy show.
That is a heavy show. Tickets are like $10 for a while, too.
It's a whole lot of heavy for $10.
It is a lot of heavy for $10.
That should be on the poster.
What's tickling my geek is concert-based, too. There's a bunch of concerts coming out. So, Insomnium is playing next year. I'm super excited for that. One of my probably top 10 albums of this year.
When and where are they playing?
Scout Bar, I think.
Sweet.
February-ish.
Also sweet, hopefully.
Don't quite buy a ticket yet. Okay. I'll let you know when... there might be some Black Friday stuff going on.
Okay.
Hammerfall is coming next year.
Okay.
I'm excited for that. And just announced yesterday, the Monkees are actually touring again.
I saw that.
Yeah. So Nesmith said after the Australian tour, he was done. So there's 4 dates in driving distance to me next year. I'm going to go to probably 2 of them.
Okay.
I'm going to go buy...
maybe 3.
Maybe.
Let's
well,
it's, all 4.
It's too close to my work event, so I might not be able to. But on the Sunday, they're playing in San Antonio, so I can probably do that one.
Mm-hmm.
And the following Friday, they're playing in Lake Charles.
Okay.
Which only a couple hours away.
Yeah.
So tickets go on sale tomorrow. I'm buying tickets. I'm not sure... I'm probably buying tickets for San Antonio for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on... It's I can't remember the name of the theater it's at, but it's actually on the
that's the Aztec Theater.
No, it's not Aztec. It's a
It's on the Riverwalk.
It is on the Riverwalk.
It's the Aztec
Theater. It's not the Aztec Theater though. It's something different.
Okay. I think
having just been down there and walking the Riverwalk on a weekend, there are multiple viable music venues along the Riverwalk.
Unless it's like going to be on that little thing where Selena performed, on that little atrium.
No. It's in a nice theater. Tobin Center.
I don't even know where that is.
It's somewhere on the Riverwalk. That's all I know.
Literally on the water of the Riverwalk?
It's up. It's on the top. It's upstairs, but...
Okay.
When we were there, one of those places... what's his name? Bonham was playing.
Really?
Yeah.
Bono?
No, like Jason Bonham?
No, yeah, Jason Bonham.
I don't know who that is.
John Bonham's son.
Yeah, John Bonham's son from Led Zeppelin.
Oh, okay.
He had some songs back in the late 80s.
Bonham? He's continued to work. Yeah. He's been part of a couple different like supergroup projects. And
he was on
like
that project that was VH1 with like Scott Ian and Evan Seinfeld.
I watched far too much of that show.
I did too.
I
Sebastian Bach, that's who it was.
Sebastian Bach and like what's his name from Biohazard?
Evan Seinfeld.
And
the porn guy.
I watched more of that series. Oh, and The Nuge.
Ted Nugent was on that thing too. What the fuck was the name of that show?
I think it was called Supergroup, and it was a fucking train wreck, and I watched way too much of it.
I did too. Because Scott Ian, of course. Yeah. Wow. But yeah, I'm excited for the Monkees because you never know, like, one of them died in the past year. Mm-hmm. You never know what's going to happen. They're getting fucking old. I'm going to see them as much as I can before they die.
You should see the people you love before they die.
It's true. And even including you.
Exactly.
What's tickling your geek?
So mine's not music related.
Then I don't want to hear it then.
Oh, okay.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. There is a game that comes out tomorrow.
Don't do it.
Why?
You're gonna start something.
What am I gonna start?
Are you talking about a Star Wars game?
Yeah, it's a Star Wars game.
Is it published by EA?
Unfortunately.
Okay.
Then I don't care.
See, that's what I was going at.
Good night, everyone.
It's the Fallen Order.
I am on the same page as you,
dude. It looks fucking great.
You know, it's more difficult than you think it's going to be because it's being compared to a Dark Souls game.
Is it really?
Yes.
I hear it's like another action adventure game.
It's being compared to Dark Souls in its complexity and difficulty.
Okay, I'll check it out.
That's all I'm saying. I am looking forward to it too.
Yeah,
I will tell you that much.
I'm buying it tomorrow.
I am
and
too.
And I will be playing it.
Go to Walmart.
Why? What's happening?
Because
at Walmart?
Walmart has unadvertised cheap game prices for most games.
You said that last time.
I did.
I went to go buy Luigi Haunted Mansion, and it was the exact same price on the Nintendo store.
I paid $49.94 for it.
I didn't see that anywhere.
No. You went to Walmart.
Yes. I went to see in the case, and it wasn't that listed on the case.
They should have rung it up. You know what? It'll piss you off even more. A buddy of mine went to go buy his copy at Walmart. Guess how much they had it rung up for? $19.99.
What?
Yep.
For the Luigi game?
They had the wrong price underneath all the games, and they had to sell it to him for that.
You know what my...
It's a great game. Have you played it yet?
I have.
It is so much fun.
You know what my favorite, my best... I got up to the register and it rung up for a better price story was.
What's that?
There was an Iced Earth shirt at a Hastings near me.
Wow.
That I saw for months.
Oh, and I'm I got like, a story for you then.
And I wanted this Iced Earth shirt. And finally I went in to bite the bullet one day. They had it marked down a little bit. So I went to go buy it. It rung up for a penny.
Wow.
And I went, I'll take it.
I guess.
So last month we were out near Conroe area for a funeral, and the store that took over Hastings, something in Maine, I can't think of what it's called.
South in Maine?
It's a number. Fifth in Maine? I can't remember. I have to look it up, but I went there a year ago, and I went back there last month, and they had this Anthrax vinyl Fistful of Metal, right?
Uh-huh.
And it was like sort of picture disc looking. You've seen this? And it was like $34.99. I'm like, you know, that's too much. So I brought it up to the counter. I asked the girl, I'm like, you know what? I was here a year ago, and this same item was here a year ago. Can you give me a discount? I was expecting like a $5 discount. She did some stuff on the computer. She's like, yeah, I can sell it to you for $8.50. I was like,
done and done.
Done. Thank you. I will
you
take
have been
that.
Like, oh, really?
That's it? No, I took it. I took that.
Are
I was like,
sure
yes, I'll take
do
that price.
A little more.
No, I'll take that price. Yeah, it's cool. I can't think of the name of that store now.
Saks Fifth Avenue.
It's no.
Jamba Juice.
Yes.
Knew it.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Quick mention, has anyone watched Green Eggs and Ham on Netflix yet?
What is that?
It's a, like Dr. Seuss story?
Yeah, they turned it into a cartoon show on
I didn't even know
on
they did
Netflix.
That.
It's fucking great.
Is it?
It is so good. It's so funny, it's cute. The animation is amazing.
Is it the text of the book?
No. They took the plot of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Like, what?
And like a couple of other movies and mixed it in with a Dr. Seuss mixing machine and threw in sprinkles of like hints of Green Eggs and Ham in it.
Weird.
It is so good. Michael Douglas plays the guy who hates Green Eggs and Ham. Uh-huh. And Adam Devine from Workaholics plays.
Really?
I am Sam.
Sam I am. Yeah.
And
you know what? I have read that book a few times.
I bet.
I have two children.
I like Adam Devine.
Love it, I bet. Yeah. It's a great show.
Speaking of the name of the store is Second and Charles. It's took over where Hastings used to be in Conroe. Same store, basically.
All right.
Yeah.
Because Charles is in charge, but only
second. Only second.
Second in charge.
He's only second in charge.
It's yeah. True.
I didn't hear about this Green Eggs and Ham.
Yeah.
I've had Green Eggs and Ham in Universal Studios before.
Shut up, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have it out there.
It's just
dyed
green.
Ham.
Yeah, dyed green, basically. It's okay. If you like egg sandwiches, they're fine, you know?
All right. Well, it's not a bad show. Like, the animation is what really sells it for me. The animation in the show is really good. It's very similar. Have you seen the trailer for the new Klaus cartoon?
And no.
It's a new Christmas animated movie on Netflix coming out called Klaus.
And Claus?
Claus, Klaus, whatever. But it's
the German?
It's German. It's in a German town.
Oh.
And first Christmas.
Do they have Klaus Mein?
Yep. Sure does. I don't know what that is, but yep.
Lead singer from the Scorpions? Come on.
Sure.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Nobody's rocking like a hurricane around here.
That's right. I am. I will rock you like a hurricane on my big city nights.
Is that another song of theirs?
Yes, it's another song.
I only know the hurricane song. I'm just going to be honest.
I bet you know Big City Nights, too. I bet you
probably
do.
Probably.
There's going to be a wind of change if you don't.
We've devolved to this level.
We have.
So I don't know what we're talking about anymore.
Going back to, you mentioned Luigi's Mansion. I just wanted to make a quick little side. There's a game I'm playing on the Switch right now. Cat Quest 2.
Cat what?
Cat Quest 2.
You play a cat?
You do play as a cat. You also play as a dog. It's an over the top view. Think of it like sort of like a Zelda RPG style game, but you're in a cat world, and now you're in a dog world. It's so addicting, and it's such a fun game. What they've done, now you have two different characters you're playing as, so you can switch back and forth. And you can do long-range weapons, you can do short-range weapons. Everything has cat puns or dog puns, and it's a really fun game. It's difficult.
Catherine's a sucker for a good pun.
It's very punny. You know I'm a sucker for puns.
Yeah.
It's just a really fun game. I'll let you try it out before you leave.
Okay.
It's really great. I've been playing that more than Luigi's Mansion.
Luigi's Mansion's fun.
It really is.
A lot of fun playing that game.
I'm maybe got to the second floor.
Oh, I'm on the fifth floor.
Okay, so you're way farther than me.
Yeah, it's a fun game.
I started playing Cat Quest. I'm sorry.
I've been wanting to play that Untitled Goose game.
Yeah,
everyone's
right.
Been talking about it. I haven't played it yet, though.
I've been hearing about that.
I've been eyeballing the Switch at my house going, you know what? I need to sit down and actually play on this thing. And then I remembered Pokemon Sword and Shield comes out tomorrow, so I'll never see that thing again.
Go to Walmart.
So
Walmart will have them for $49. And they have the
Oh, it's already been pre-ordered.
Oh, has it?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
So I'll never see the Switch again.
Well, there you go. You can buy your own Twitch Lite then.
I might have to.
Have to buy your own.
Might have to.
Get the portable or the cheaper one.
The light.
The light one.
That's what you saw. Yeah.
That's what Kim has now. I bought her one.
Nice.
She hasn't played it much recently, but she's been busy. But
we've had the Switch since Christmas last year,
yeah.
And I've played a couple of rounds of Mario Kart and Smash Brothers with my kids. I haven't actually sat down and actually used the thing.
Well, I love my Switch, man. I keep on saying I love it. I play more than my Xbox recently. It's true. Because I can just relax on the couch and play it.
You could also do that with your Xbox?
Yeah, but we could watch something as I'm playing.
So you're not watching something. Your wife is watching something while you play a game.
Yes, pretty much.
You got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I barely play my Switch on the TV.
Really? I only exclusively play it on the television.
I play in handheld mode mostly.
I don't really
which is weird.
Play handheld mode.
You know what else I play in handheld mode?
Oh.
Our sponsors.
Damn it. That's not what I wanted to say here.
I'm not going there.
Yeah, you are.
You want to talk about sponsors real quick?
Yeah. Let's talk about those sponsors.
Let's do it. Mr. Tripsis. The married dude, the newest married dude gets to do it.
Dude, not here.
No, it's you.
No.
You're the newest one out of all three of us that's been married.
Am I?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Like, by a lot.
By a lot, yeah, I'm sure.
By a way a lot.
I mean, considering I got married like 2 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, sorry. It'll be 3 weeks this Sunday.
If you don't do it correctly, I'm going to throw a tantrum.
I kind of knew what it was called.
Okay.
Kind of. I knew it was something with an anthem in it. I couldn't remember if it was frantic or tantric or tantrum.
Tantric Collectibles is an entirely other.
It's a different kind of website, for what I understand. So tantrum.
Those collectibles last a long time.
Well, you stop and
you have to clean them regularly, though.
Yeah, that's true. You have to take quick breaks and stuff.
A lot of breaks. So tantrumcollectibles.com.
Yes, tell me about it.
It's a place where you can purchase some collectibles.
What kind of collectibles?
On the internet.
On the internet? What the fuck is the internet?
It's so great. Kind of.
Sometimes.
It could be really bad. So they got collectibles like Bandai.
Yeah.
And Funko stuff. And other things.
What are like Banpresto?
Banpresto, maybe.
Okay.
It's Alakazamo, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all those other things that, you know, nerds like.
Wait, not nerds. Geeks.
Geeks. Sorry. Let me correct myself.
No, I corrected yourself for you.
Yeah, okay. And you can go to tantrumcollectibles.com and save 10% by typing Metal Geeks. And, you know, Christmas is coming up. Holidays.
That's right. Christmas. Hanukkah's coming up. All those holidays.
Get yourself one of those weird anime statues and gawk at it and like, oh yeah,
get
Goku, and you know stuff like that.
Okay.
And for your friend who is socially awkward and loves Banpresto
and Funkos.
Carrie loves Funkos. So if you're wanting to know what to get Carrie for Christmas. Mystery shopper out there, go to tantricollectibles.com.
That's right.
And type in Metal Geeks in the checkout and save yourself 10%. I mean, because why pay full price? At least save on shipping.
Very good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm going to go to Tantric Collectibles next and buy me some stuff.
Yeah. Now we're talking.
All right. Well,
it's a whole nother podcast.
I think that wraps up this episode.
Metal Tantric.
Let's talk about.
.com.
Stop talking about that. Let's wrap this up. Tantric now. Of course, let's talk about all the places you can find this podcast. First of all, we have a new website.
Shut up.
MetalGeeksPodcast.com.
Oh my God, we're on the .coms now.
We're on the .com.
We upgraded from the .net.
Well, we sort of lost the .net.
It lost us. We didn't lose it.
That's true. So MetalGeeksPodcast.com. You can also find us at MSRcast.com, which is our sister show. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify. There's something else I looked up. I'm like, oh, we're on that too recently. I can't remember what it is now. We're everywhere.
iTunes?
We're of course on iTunes. But it's not called iTunes anymore. It's
podcasts?
Apple Podcast or whatever it's called now.
Is it not just called podcast?
Any place you can download a podcast, we're there.
Well, you get words in your ears.
That's right. You can find us, of course, with at ESONetwork.com.
I'm sorry, you're saying it wrong.
It's ESO.
Pronounced ESO. I got the word in this morning. It's okay. ESO Podcast.
I disagree. Network. I still think it's ESO.
ESO?
Shut up. ESO Podcast. ESONetwork.com is where you can find all the cool shows that are part of the ESO Network.
Right.
You can find us there on the ESO Network stream on all the podcast
Who's
catchers
ESO?
As well. Shut up. You made me lose count now of what I was talking about.
ESO something.
ESONetwork.com.
Yes.
You can find us on social media, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all at Metal Geeks, and as well at MSRcast.
Probably talking about a lot of Disney Plus stuff at the moment.
Probably so. And now where people can find you?
They can find me on all the social medias, at George Tripsas, TRIPSAS. Make it easy for yourself. And yeah, that's where you can find me.
Red Viking Dave on the things, and for another 3 weeks at the Texas Renaissance Festival.
Awesome. Go check him out there. What's your booth number?
F12. We are in the Florence Market, which is...
That's where you were last year, right?
Yeah, we'll be there for the foreseeable.
Right across from the pizza place.
Right across from the pizza place.
That's right.
You always say that, but I don't ever remember a pizza place.
Okay, so easy this year. They have a new barker at the pizza place. You can hear him from just about anywhere in the park.
Bet that's not annoying.
Pizza.
He's actually really funny.
Okay. So, here's your pizza.
He's probably one of the best barkers at TRF. He's extremely loud though. Yeah. Like the man can project.
Very cool.
Word.
All right. So that leads us to our last item on the agenda. We have to do
we
what
have an
now?
Agenda?
No, but we're making one up.
Welcome, foolish mortals, to the haunted.
Is that right? No.
We should have played that at the beginning of the show.
Very close. Very close.
Okay.
We should have played that at the beginning of the show because welcome. This is the ending of the show. What do we say usually?
Keep it metal.
And
always keep it fruity.
Wait, what?
That's not it?
No. One more time. I'm giving you one last chance here.
Here we go.
I keep it metal.
And keep it soft rock.
Like Elton John soft rock?
Oh,
or
dude, I love Elton John.
We might go see Elton John.
I saw that. I kind of want to go. Dave's not interested.
Dave's like, just, no, I'm out.
And keep it fresh and fruity, nice and tooty.
All right.
And geeky as well.
I'm going to say keep it geeky. And... metal, because I'm keeping it metal right now.
Metally geeky.
That's right.
Geeky all
right.
Metal.
Thanks for tuning in. We will see you guys next time.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping through Amazon.com or the T Public Store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network. Your station for all things geek.
Hey, pardon interruption, but do you want to learn more about love, lust, sex, anger, happiness, music, time, space, and the human race? I hope you do, because I'm here to beg you to listen to Soulforge Podcast. We're your weekly dose of life and living here on the ESO Network. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts and soulforgepodcast.com. A proud partner of the Rusted Robot Podcast here on the ESO Network. Let's find out together.
Hey, Geekazoids. Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit metalgeeks.net. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.
Hey, gang, do you need another podcast to listen to? Well, might I suggest my podcast? My name is Richard T. Yule, a.k.a. at Nerdy Laser on Instagram and Twitter, and I host the Nerdy Laser Podcast. We specialize in all things 90s and all things nerdy. We are a part of the ESO Network, so visit us at esonetwork.com. Also, nerdylaser.wordpress.com for more info.